spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here today. Great to have you with us on this Friday, October 9th. And of course, it is Leif Erikson Day in this land called Vinland, or well, now it's called the United States of America. But, you know, we got to call it according to what the natives call it. Like the bright, I mean, Vinland, that's it. Lana, how you doing?
Hey, I love that name, Leif, by the way. It's a great name.
It's a good name. Mm-hmm. It's a good
and
name.
A good day. I almost forgot. Shoot, just kind of crept up on me. It's like,
how do we like
have they taken down those statues yet?
Not all of them. We have a couple of examples a little bit later on here. Actually, quite a few of them in the States. I was surprised by that. Boston, Minneapolis. Obviously, there's something up in Newfoundland, I think, Canada. Mm-hmm.
There should be.
Couple of things around, actually. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here this Friday. It is Flashback Friday, as usual. We broadcast this live 5 p.m. Eastern, and then that's 11 p.m. Central European time. And then there's that, what is this, fallback thing?
Oh, yeah, again. Spring forward, fall back,
Europe
the clock.
Europe does it
when
2 weeks earlier, I think, and then America does it, so it's 2 weeks where it's like
it's
5 hours between.
And then parts of Australia do it and parts don't. I thought that was very weird.
Wasn't there one that did like in half an hour or two somewhere?
Yeah,
like half half an hour is an hour.
Someone was drinking when they came up with that.
All right. Yeah. Yes, folks, so thank you so much for joining us here today. We have quite a bit of stuff to get into. I don't think there's any other formalities, really. It feels like I'm forgetting something. I said that to you before we started
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I don't know. Maybe there's something. We do have a couple of super chats. If you do want to join in, of course, you could do that through dlive.tv/redicetv. We read anything from a diamond and up that displays on the screen there, too. And then we also have Entropy Stream. I think, did I start up? Maybe I didn't start up. Did you start up Entropy Stream?
Mm-hmm.
You did, huh?
Oh, not the stream, but.
Well, no, the stream, but I mean, let me do that real quick here. But yes, we're going to get into, of course, Leif Erikson a little bit here. It's early on in the start of the show. A lot of people are still not aware of this, although it has been officially recognized that the discoverer, right, of America is, let me start this up real quick here, is, of course, the Viking, the Norsemen.
That's right.
The Scandinavians took off from Norway on a mission. Of course, there was a settlement in Greenland already at that point. And then kind of from there, they went over to a place today called, what is it, Lanza Meadows in Newfoundland, Canada. And they found settlements there back in 1960s, something like that, 60. Look at exact year, 64 or 68 or something like that.
Long time ago. Way before Columbus, in other words.
That's right. 500 years before.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Anyway, yeah, so that's up and running right now. EntropyStream.live/RedIceTV. I'll keep an eye on that throughout the show here as well. Why don't we dive into some of that then, Lana? What do we have on that? We had a tweet.
Picture of the old settlement.
The old settlement.
I saw this. I thought that's pretty cool. I was thinking, man, this is green building before green building was cool. They were making
like earthship
houses a long time ago. Been doing it for a while.
Those hippie new agers are
awesome.
Viking hippie new agers, right?
I love it. We should build a house like that. Something with a green grass roof. I like it. It's alive.
It's like a little hobbit hole, too. You know, a little overlap. Anglo feel to it.
Good when you don't have, you know, an HVAC system, right? It keeps things a little warmer.
It does help to keep things warmer
in the winter and cooler in the summer.
Yeah. Now keep in mind too, of course, they actually came during a warm period to these areas. Even Vinland in itself. And I don't know if that's true, but Vin obviously in I think most Scandinavian languages, it means wine. So wine land, the land where you could make wine. I don't know. That's a possibility. Could be after something else. Might be schooled by some scholar on that here now in chat. Who knows? But but anyway, Vinland is what they call it. But yeah, it was a warming period. And then later on, of course, we entered a kind of a mini ice age period, which is, of course, one of the reasons why some of these settlements were abandoned, specifically in Greenland at that point, too. But some people theorize that they went further. They didn't stop here. They actually went as far in as Ohio, the Ohio Valley. There's finds there from the Kensington runestones to other things. And there's a pretty good book. We have the interview in the archives. Check out redashbrems.com. The Last Kings of Norse America. Great show that we did with two scholars on this issue, too. But yeah, so basically, let's take a look at this. I wanted to play a video. About this. So let's check this out. A little background, a little schooling here, folks.
Ask any school child which European first set foot in America, and you'll probably get this answer. It was Christopher Columbus in 1492.
Ooh.
But this is not correct.
Murano!
For we now know that another great explorer achieved this historic feat some 500 years earlier. That explorer was a Viking called Leif Erikson.
Leif Erikson?
Leif.
Norwegians will appreciate that. Tjena, Leif.
This was the age when the Vikings ruled. They were brave, bold, and adventurous, and lived in the countries we now know as Scandinavia. One of them was Leif Erikson, himself the son of another intrepid explorer, Erik the Red. Erik was born on the west coast of Norway. His nickname of Erik the Red probably refers to the color of his hair. He had already spent some years in Iceland, but in the year 982 AD, he led an expedition to a new territory, establishing a settlement there that would last for hundreds of years. Erik the Red called this new land Greenland. He figured that giving it an attractive name would make it seem like a desirable place to live. When Erik had a son, he was called Leif Eriksson, in keeping with the Viking tradition of adding the word son to the father's name. But Leif inherited more than just his father's name. He had adventure and exploration in his blood. Furthermore, his father taught him the necessary skills to be an explorer, leadership and navigation. And so it was that at the age of 25, Leif Erikson set sail with a crew of 35 men to explore the seas even further to the west, going well beyond Greenland. He was sailing through uncharted waters without maps or a compass. This would be a journey of unrivaled discovery and one that would take its leader to immortality. Eventually, Erikson landed in a place he called Vinland. And Vinland was part of what we now call North America. Erikson's achievement was celebrated for hundreds of years in Norse legends and stories. But many people doubted that it had really happened. Was it true that a Viking could have beaten Columbus by 500 years? Doubts about Erikson's discovery were finally dispelled in 1960. That was when the modern-day explorers Helge and Anne Ingstad identified a Norse settlement at the northern tip of Newfoundland in what is now Canada. The site at Lance or Meadows has the remains of 9 houses that are unmistakably Nordic in their design. Helge and Anne Ingstad also established that the remains dated back from around 1000 AD, exactly the time that Erikson's voyage had taken place. And they found artifacts on the site which further prove the truth of Erikson's story. So Leif Erikson has now taken his rightful place in world history. In the United States, his achievement is commemorated every year on October 9th, and statues celebrating the great explorer can be found in many American cities. For it does indeed seem to be true. Leif Erikson, the Viking, was the first European to set foot in America.
What about the Solutrans, though? Huh?
Well, that too, I guess.
No, I'm just joking. But modern,
well, there wasn't written
modern
record
Europeans.
Of it. Exactly. Yeah. And actually,
right. Cool
so
bananas.
Trump from the White House had a proclamation of Leif Erikson Day 2020. He did this last year, too.
Based.
So more than 1,000 years ago, the Norse explorer and Viking Leif Erikson made landfall in modern-day Newfoundland, likely becoming the first European to discover the New World. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Leif represents over a millennia of shared history between Nordic countries and the Americas and symbolizes many contributions of Nordic Americans to our great nation. And he talks about honoring Scandinavian heritage and how important they were to America. And
basically white supremacy.
He's been attacked as being a white supremacist for all this garbage. Right. You know, it's like anytime people hear the word Nordic, they're like, oh my God, this is like some like white supremacist word that's made up. It's like, you do know Nordic people actually exist in an area called Scandinavia, and they are here in America too, still, believe it or not.
Well, I mean, that adds a different layer to the claim, both of Northern Europeans overall to the continent. And, you know, some people have heard this. Well, how can you discover something if someone's already there? You know, kind of thing. And it's like, well, you discover it because they came to you and they told you where you were in relationship to the rest of the world. If there was Indians from the American continent, even if they had settled, I mean, that's, we don't know, 1,000 years earlier, 4,000 years before that, 9,000 years before that, we don't know. But they are not the ones who sailed to the coast of Norway and told them, hey, by the way, we live over there if you want to check things out.
That's right. There's a reason why we're talking about him, right?
Right.
Because he did do something.
Right.
He made a splash.
The cool beat. So remember, it's October 9th each year is Leif Erikson Day. I'm glad the White House recognized that as well.
Yeah.
What else was it? Oh, this was good too.
I really like this. James Kirkpatrick, his little tweet here. What did he say here? Happy Leif Erikson Day, everyone. Don't forget our Odeo Christian values. So let's pick that up instead of Judeo Christian values. Start using Odeo Christian values.
Yep.
I told him, hey, I really like that. I'm going to have to start using that. And he said there's a book called German Christianity by James Russell that people should read about the Germanic pagan influence in the development of early medieval Christianity, and a description of basically how the northern peoples were converted to a new faith, but it really changed with their pagan views being implemented.
Definitely. Yeah, the Germanification, I think, of early Christian faith, I think it's called. Very much overlap there, and of course, but yeah, that's cool. Odeo-Christian
values.
Brought the Judeo-Christian. I mean, that's like an invention from like that. That came in the wake of the bullshit with like the Schofield Bible, and when these Zionists really got their hands onto, you know, the televangelists and stuff like that, you know, then they kind of invented that term, which had never been a thing before.
And for people who don't know, obviously it's a reference to Odin.
Right.
Because
right.
some people might not know.
All right. Thank you for the clarification there. What else was it? We watched this one. Let me see. Was this? Oh yeah, this one. Let's check this out here. I wanted to play a little bit of this too. No audio on it, so we could talk over it. So there was there's many statues. I mean, as I said, Seattle, Boston. There's something in Minnesota, Minneapolis, somewhere. There's something at I forget all of them now. We'll take a look in a moment here. But so this is an audio, but this is from Seattle, a Leif Erikson statue unveiling in 1962, and of course you can see some. Well, the difference, I mean, Seattle is fairly white still, right? But the demographic issue here, of course.
Used to be a lovely place.
There it is. That's the nice statue right there. Now, some of these have actually been vandalized in the last few years. There's one, not of Leif Erikson, but another Viking, Leif, or I forget what his name was now. But
because it's white supremacy now, of course.
In Boston that actually was ripped off its base back in 2018, about 2 years ago. Someone just vandalized that on, but was it Harbor Bay? Or what was that called again in Philly there? I forget. I should look it up. But
it's ridiculous. People think, oh my God, it's a symbol of white supremacy. You know, these evil white races talk about it and honor them, so we have to tear them down.
Well, I mean, if these white people discovered America first and explored in this capacity, that is kind of a supreme property. Yeah. I mean, what can you say?
Even know where this country was to come and get the Gibbs if men like that didn't put it on the map.
Right,
so you can know how to get there to the Gibbs.
Here, this scene I like. That's Finnish flag, Danish flag, Norwegian flag, Swedish flag, I think is there as well.
And then the
American flag at the top there. But yeah, some good old footage here from the 1960s in Seattle. Good stuff. Good memories. This is what they stole from us.
Big communist statue there.
So yeah, here's some of them. Let me just check this real quick here. The image search that we did here too. It was in Chicago. There's one. It's a Commonwealth Avenue.
I haven't seen any
Where's
of these.
This?
I don't sure recall.
What this, That's Iceland. There's another Chicago one. Duluth. That's Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. Duluth. This one, Linda Hall. Maybe that's also Minneapolis, I guess, too. But yeah, St. Paul. So there's multiple ones in Minnesota. Minneapolis. Minnesota, the state. I've confused the two all the time. But yeah, some good stuff, some cool stuff. I think even Newfoundland actually got this one right here in Lancer Meadows. Actually got a statue eventually, too. An unveiling that took place right there. So yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool stuff.
We're honoring you, Leif Erikson.
Yep.
Wherever you may be.
Remember this day, and knock out the Murano, Christopher Columbus. Now, there's a lot of interesting things there. Of course, it does tie in 1492. Right, was a particular mm-hmm. other event that occurred in Spain at that point. The Reconquista had gotten their full control of the country again, and they decided to kick out a couple of religions or force convert them. Mm. And of course, some that they call converso, that did convert
only
in name or, yeah. or outwardly, but they kept, worshipping their old, their previous religions kind of underground. So that was kind of one of the incentives people said. I mean, this was known. There was maps of America at that time. It was not just that, he stumbled across this. He thought it would go to India. Oops. All that was bullshit. There was that wisdom had been continued for I think that the duration actually for about 500 years, and eventually, but it was kind of an underground thing, and eventually the benefits outweighed the risk of staying in Spain for someone like Christopher Columbus, a converso, a Murano. So he probably decided to take off. So
typical, though, he gets the glory, huh?
The credit.
The true trailblazers never get the glory.
Right. All right, folks, let me do a couple of these DLive Super Chats here, and then we'll kind of dive into some of the meat of some of the stuff here. Lord Aragon is here. Good to see you with the diamonds. It's happy Fash Friday, all. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Mr. Wright, 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you. And a Ninja Gini followed up, and he says, Fredag. That's right. Freya's day. Thank you. Mr. Wright, so much for your support. Really good to see you. Homeland is here with a diamond as well. Vodru Night's great. Yeah, we play that in the pre-stream. Recorded audience didn't hear that, but good stuff indeed. Spectra Lucens with a diamond says, healing mountains from these guys is pretty good too. Maybe Vodru Night you're talking about?
Yeah, probably.
I've heard most of the songs. A lot of good stuff from Vodru Night for sure. Ed Liskiveski, I think it is. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Thank you for that. Spectra Lucens with a diamond says, rocking the plaid, Lana.
Thank you.
There you go. Look at the plaid. Check out the plaid.
I don't wear red that often. Too.
So my rage is smiling. Like. It says right there.
Yeah.
Fieldbird Applebag. Good to see you as well. With a Ninjagini. Thanks so much, sir. Says, happy Friday. Down with Marxism and free speech forever. There you go. Simple but good, wholesome message there from Fieldbird Applebag. Thank you, sir. 41BMC with a diamond. Ninjagini actually says, hail, Red Eyes fam. Hail, Leif Erikson Day. There you
That's
go.
Right.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. HM1 with a diamond says, you guys rock. Well, thank you. And then Signwolf with the big swinging ninja to come out the woodworks. Thank you, Signwolf. Really appreciate that. He says, cool haircut, Henrik. I just polished it up the other day. I've had it for a while now. Thank you, Signwolf, so much for the ninja. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. All right, what else do we have here? We have Mr. Wright again with the Ninjagini. Says Bergen, Norvig, West Coast capital named Bergvin in Viking Age. Berg equals mountains, vin equals flat land. There you go, Bergvin. I didn't actually know that. Bergen, Bergvin.
Not all bergs are bergs, if you know what I mean.
Well, so. Berg means mountain.
Well, but people confuse that with something else.
Yes. That's modern, modern mumbo jumbo. Now, Norway is, of course, interesting. Norveg, because it meant the North Way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have a... Well, I'm not going to get into that right now. There's an interesting history there, by the way, of why it was the North Way, right? The way to the North.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't... Think of this, right? You think of maybe, for the Viking scholars, you think of some places like Mälardalen, for example. Some of those settlements around there, you think that, then if they discover, if those were the people that, left the area that now is Sweden and went, they must have gone west to find Norway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it would have been called Westway. But it's called Norway because they went almost straight up,
straight
right?
Up.
So they exited out from another area. There's a little part of land there called Gothland, the land of the Goths. Check that out, because that's,
you know, they say that you sleep better when your head is facing north too. And I have experimented with that, and I have to say, I think it's true.
I got to look at a compass and try that out. Yeah,
I'll try it.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Wright. I appreciate the history insight there. Very, very interesting. Vin means flat land. Okay, I didn't know that. That's great. Scuba Slayer with a diamond. Odeo-Christian values. Yes. He says, Danish warrior. Thank you for that. With a diamond, says support for the best power couple in the world. Well, there you go. Thank you, Danish warrior. I appreciate that very, very much.
I've got strong muscles.
Strong muscles. That's right.
Not really.
Not really.
I have lady arms.
All right. So let's dive into it. 25th Amendment. The bullshit happened here earlier today. Pelosi, of course, they kind of did a weird. I wanted to play just a little portion of it, but a weird press conference today where they basically try to create a new. It's a new law,
president
but a commission.
Capacity. To see if he's mentally fit or unfit, right? And they claim that they're going to use this for, well, they're implementing it now, of course, but for future presidents also is what they claim.
Right.
But there's almost no chance that this will become law. The experts tell us it's mostly a publicity stunt, but Trump had said, he had tweeted recently, crazy Nancy Pelosi is looking at the 25th Amendment in order to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. The Dems want that to happen fast because Sleepy Joe is out of it. So this commission would determine if someone is mentally unfit. And if anyone's mentally and physically unfit and not well, it's Biden.
I think that's a good point because, I mean, yeah, it could be that he would just be declared, well, he's senile, his mental state is losing, and then they just
Then they get their female POC in one way or the other.
First president POC, right? but yeah, so Axios had, and I still don't know if they had a headline, Pelosi trolls Trump. But I kind of not really. I think there is more to it than that, obviously, than trolling. I mean, they obviously believe what they're doing. But she wheeled out Raskins, what's in a Representative Raskins from whether New Jersey, New York, or something like that, for this legislation. He's some kind of a constitutional scholar and stuff. And as always, they try to interpret this stuff. Mm-hmm. And but apparently, Vice President, I think she mentions that in the clip or two, but first time there was a Vice President. Was after JFK was shot.
That someone
Lyndon
took,
Johnson,
took hold.
Because they needed that kind of thing in place, I guess.
And then he passed the finished the work on the Civil Rights Act, 1965,
which they're now is doing away with in California, so they can openly start discriminating against white people again. Full circle. But yeah, let's watch a minute or so from the.
Gosh, she has these masks that match her outfits now. It's horrible.
Well, let me show. Actually,
it never covers her nose too.
That's a good tip. You brought that up. Check out this one, what she did there. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, right? So this was from yesterday, and so, today it happened. But do you notice something on her mask there? Let me scroll down, because there's another one. Oranges, look at that. Do you get the pun
orange
here?
Orange Revolution was the first thing I thought.
Orange Revolution, Orange Man Bad, right? All these things. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a complete coincidence that she, when she's announcing her coup attempts here,
that
she's wearing.
Someone printed up for
like
her
that.
Before. She planned it all.
Oranges. It's just, it's just nothing. God. But yeah, anyway, let's listen in for a little bit here. This has been playing for a bit here. Let me go back. Here we go.
Amy Raskin of Maryland, a constitutional scholar.
Yeah,
can't hear you, lady.
Introduces legislation to establish a commission on presidential capacity to discharge the duties and the powers and duties of the office. This is not about President Trump. He will face.
Sure. I mean, it is and it isn't. But
it's the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents. Throughout America's history,
does she have that on her?
Sometimes she does and sometimes she doesn't.
But she's, I mean, to zoom out later, she's clearly like more than 6 feet away from people. Like, why? It's a symbol. And as we learned, if you turn into the no-go zone, the Vistaprint commercial.
It's a symbol of love.
This is not a mask. It's a symbol of compassion and love. That's right.
Leaders have created and strengthened guardrails in the Constitution to ensure stability and continuity of government in times of crisis. The 25th Amendment creates a path for serving stability. If a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Now, I mean, they've argued that already that, like, you know, Trump is mentally unfit. We need to depose him.
And we have a task force that's going to be all leftists that are going to decide if he's mentally unfit.
Now, she underlined this time and time again throughout this press conference that when, you know, the vice president has to be involved and he has to kind of agree to all this and stuff like that, which kind of makes it, I mean, Pence would never fold on this issue. I would, I'd never see him do anything like that. Even if they got the other, all the other people on this commission aboard, I think it was the Treasury Secretary, they wanted the General Surgeon, they wanted...
Doesn't it sound just like a dystopian movie, though? Did they have, they're going to have this little group who's going to decide if the president is mentally unfit or not. Because we know where all these leftists are going for a while. They've been trying to declare that people who don't think like them, who they're truly insane, need to be medicated and institutionalized.
Of course. Of course. Drugged, chemically lobotomized, or just electroshock therapy. The other thing, of course, too, is, the 25th Amendment and all that kind of stuff. It's like they try to wield that up. But yeah, I think there could be something here with the Kamala.
I think that's more likely.
Because she kept stressing this with the vice president kind of thing that, you know, vice president has to approve of this and kind of stuff like that. So if, you know, they're counting on Biden to get in. And even if they don't do it legit, that they're trying to seek to vote fraud issues. You know, we've talked about that many times right now. And so at that point, they can probably depose Biden and just get her in. That's the goal, I think. But they will use it. I mean, I've heard these things too regarding COVID that they're saying, well, remember there was a couple of months ago they were talking about how it had altered someone's brain. There was research being done at how it alters
on
the
COVID?
Brain. Yes, the COVID-19 alters people's brains.
Please.
And I'm just like, it occurred to me for a moment too, it's like they might try to push some COVID thing here too.
Yeah, maybe
like
if you have a fever, you're not thinking right, but that's about the max of that. Yeah.
It was something weird else. I'll see if I can find it later, but it was something weird that is like it alters like the synapse ways, or it was some kind of rewriting or rewiring, I guess, that happened. But anyway, a little bit more here and then we'll switch.
And transfers his powers. Specifically, Section 4 of the amendment empowers Congress to set up an independent body to confront such a crisis. Congress has a constitutional duty to lay out the process by which a president's incapacity and the president of any party is determined. This bill honors the duty by creating a standing commission of top former executive officials and medical experts selected in
medical.
A bipartisan,
you know, when they say
experts.
Experts who have helped plan.
Experts.
Who are going along with this hoax, too, of COVID hoax.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have to listen more. You get the idea. This panel is going to come together, and basically we're going to be able to depose whoever we want. So the Trump situation will never happen
That's
again,
their
basically.
Goal here.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said someone should take a dump on her driveway. They already did. I'm sure you know that. And then they apologized for it. Like, man, if you're going to do it, you don't apologize for it afterwards. That's embarrassing.
Don't back down, man. Don't back down. But yeah, she was talking about the medical issue. It's interesting. It's like, again, several times she mentioned that too. Well, this is, you know, with a medical professional have made this judgment that this person is unfit to you know, kind of fulfill their duties that the office demands. And so therefore we can just legally kind of do away with you. Constitutionally, we can just tell you to F off, right? So, all right. Anyway, we'll see what happens on that front. This one too was kind of, so Scully, right? Steve Scully. He was, now we'll see if it happens or not, but he was slated to be the moderator for the second debate that was coming up. I believe that was October 17th, the second debate, presidential debate between Trump and Biden. And so Steve Scully, he's like a C-SPAN, I think, director or CEO or something like
X-Files?
That.
It's not X-Files?
No, and so basically he's a never-Trumper. He's like completely biased and all that kind of stuff. But so it was, Boomer is dumb enough to publicly tweet, I think this was earlier today, instead of DMing. He thought he was DMing Scaramucci, which is like also this you know, he heads up almost the anti-Trump faction that still remains in the GOP. And he asked Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? And so he deleted the tweet right away, but we got it. So this is a moderator for the next debate. This is how unbiased these people are.
So dishonest. These leftists can never play fair.
Nope. That's right.
Well, the next story we can get into. Remember when seeing a rainbow made you feel nice and you thought about cute, nice things? You'd see it in your kids' books and feel good about it. Not anymore. Rainbow symbolism has been completely hijacked and it is being shoveled down our throats, slammed down our throats. California passes a law requiring corporations to hire minority or LGBT directors.
Nice.
Yes, the first in the nation law requiring corporations to appoint these people, right? Gavin Newsom signed the bill. Law forces corporations in California to appoint Black, Hispanic, or Asian people to the board of directors. Also requires corporations to appoint at least one member of the LGBT community. I can't even say that anymore. I don't even like to. Companies that fail to comply.
Just hold your nose.
Could face fines up to $300,000. When we talk about racial justice, we talk about empowerment. We should talk about what we need to talk about is the seats at the table, he said before signing the bill. So it requires corporations have at least one director from an underrepresented community by the end of 2021, and corporations with more than four directors but fewer than nine would require a minimum of two diverse directors. And this is in addition to their reparations task force, which they're trying to put together now. What a joke. So you can basically, in California and anywhere, you can fire people for having a different political view. Mm-hmm. No problem. Yeah. In that case, it's freedom of association. It's the free market. But when it comes to non-whites and gays or whatever they are, right? Hey, I thought it was just about equality and fairness, and we just want to get married. Now it's like, if you don't hire us, you're going to face these $300,000 fines. It's ridiculous. So how big does a company have to be then? What if a company makes $200,000 a year?
Yeah.
They still have to hire one of these people? And like, if they have a small board, I mean, how far are they going to take it? This is why people start hating these groups, because of crap like this that they pull. I mean, this is just completely tyrannical.
Now, here's the, it's a ballot proposition here, but I wanted to show this real quick to you. Someone in chat sent it to me a while ago, and my gut reaction was like, wait a minute, you're saying they're doing away with the Civil Rights Act? And it was like, and then you realize, it's so that they can discriminate based on race again. They can go back again, and it'll be used against white people. Because there's still that small but tiny chance. I mean, most judges probably throw it out anyway. But there is that tiny small chance still that you can actually sue someone for discrimination in case you, as a white person, you can't. You know, they're telling you whites need not apply to the job, or they can't get they're discriminated against in some capacity. Happens all the time, right? But so the best way is just to do away with all of that stuff.
And they could do that because they already have other things in place to protect these other underrepresented groups, right?
Yeah.
So it's fine. They're all protected. What's it matter?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, that's why we're seeing such a huge exodus of people leaving California and going to other conservative states.
What I'd like to know, too, in addition, just for more information, like what size of companies are we talking about here?
That's what I just said. What if you're a company that makes $300,000 a year, you know, and you have a small board something? But
they're obviously must be talking about, like, I don't know, the threshold must be pretty high, to be honest.
But still, that's crazy. Like,
of course it's
hire
crazy,
these people,
but like,
or else you're going to face a fine.
Right.
But what if we don't find anyone who's good enough for the job? Doesn't matter. Do they like anal sex?
Doesn't matter.
You need to hire them.
Here's this tranny. Hire this person. Hire this guy or this gal.
It's just getting so ridiculous.
All right. Okay. Huge fines. Great stuff. Let me read a couple
of
these.
California tank. It already is. But now I want them to suffer under all their own policies.
They will. It's going to happen. The Ralph Retort is hosting. Thank you for that.
Hey, Ralph.
Ralph, good to see you.
I call him Ralph. I know.
Ethan. DLive.tv/TheRalphRetort. Make sure you follow. They did some good coverage. Was it two, 3 days ago on the vice presidential debates? Thank you for that. Danish
Crazy
Warrior.
Kamala.
Crazy Kamala. Danish Warrior with the diamond says support. Actually, we got that one. Thank you. Filbert Apple Bag with a diamond. Went to the baking aisle and yelled, white flour. There you go. Or how about white powder?
Yeah, get arrested for that.
Or wiped power. That's HP, isn't it, right now? Horatius, I think it is. Horatius, 14 with a diamond. Do you think they will start doing DNA tests for job? I think that's going to be
they
some
love
kind
hate
of,
those things, you know.
I think
they
that's going to be some
like
kind
it.
Of thing with the COVID passports and all that kind of stuff, that there will be like there will be so much blood tests and all kinds of tests that there will probably be somehow it will be open and known, and you can find someone's like genetic code basically. Or at the very least, I guess, race doesn't exist, right? But, interestingly, you can take a DNA test and find out what race someone is so that you can discriminate against them, right?
Yeah.
I think that's coming for sure. We also have Shroon here with the diamond. Good to see you. Says, read until your eyes bleed. Muhaha. There you go. we will. Space Cowboy with a diamond. It needs to get worse before it can get better. That's just true. Space Cowboy again with the diamond. Things, holy smokes, like this, wake up our people, so that's good. The black pilled stuff quickly becomes clown pilled stuff, which quickly becomes white pilled stuff. You know what I mean? It's just kind of good.
It's easy to understand, like I said in my last video, that we're caught in a cycle. We mere humans can't seem to get out of this cycle, so we just have to kind of roll with it and help push it along, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this system, I don't think you saw the video yet, but I played a video in the no-go zone. It was from, so Rihanna had to apologize to the Muslim community because of, she played some wrong song that had some prayer in it or something. But it was during a fashion show thing for a lingerie. I'll show you to it later. It's so absurd and sick and over-sexualized and perverted and dirty.
She's such
these
a
days,
stink, man.
That
yeah.
it's just like, what are we even looking at here? What is this? You know, and it was crannies and all kinds of stuff.
Just a big, ugly butt.
And
that's what we're looking
and
at.
It's like, if that's that's what culture is now, that's like what, you know, if you go to one of those events, you've made it kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what this is, if that's what culture and society is now, then just burn it all. Calm it now.
Yeah.
You know,
this crap that we're seeing is not our culture. It's something else that's being imposed on top of us while we're telling we don't have a culture.
Yeah. So therefore, rejoice when it's, as Nietzsche said, right? If it's falling, push it. That's where we're at, basically.
And it needs
just
to.
Push it.
The things that are
push
timeless and traditional will always be there when everything falls.
That's right.
So, yeah. Mandy Landry.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. This woman is a politician in Louisiana. She says, I also want to say something about how shameful it is to be a white woman. Often we're embarrassing. I don't know what else to say besides I'm sorry and I'm trying and I will respond here. She hates herself for being white and thinks that basically people are in poverty only because of white people, never mind millions of poor white people in this country. And she also thinks that POC women die in childbirth, that's what started this whole thing, because white women bad. Like, no white women ever die of childbirth. Can we, like, cash in on our white privilege so that we don't die in childbirth? Mm-hmm. This is so ridiculous and hysterical and wrong. And this woman is a politician, a product of our anti-white system, totally brainwashed and clueless about reality. And these are the kinds of people that get elected.
Yep. They're the ones who want to represent the system. They're the ones. And ironically, of course, if we had good people holding these people at bay, we wouldn't have ended up where we are. So partially it's our, or whatever you want to call that. It's very split up and it's distributed now across generations even. But it was our responsibility. We let this stuff go. And now the worst of the worst are at the highest levels in some regards.
And what amazes me is that people,
at least locally,
there's people that still think that we are actually living in a white supremacist system. It's totally unreal. Only self-hating white people have a chance of getting elected anymore. It's just like, that's it.
Yeah. So speaking of which, crazy women... let's check out the Portland's new communist mayor, right? She's running against a complete lunatic Ted Wheeler, who's like bad enough, but it's going to go from bad to worse because it looks like this woman is actually winning, right? Let me see. What was her name again? Sarah Iyanarod or something? I'll pull it up in a moment, but
my name was partially in there. I was like, ugh, what is this?
Yeah. So this is, look at the skirt
Sarah
here, though.
Sarah Lanarone.
Yeah, I think that's
something
an
like
I,
that.
Right? Yeah, Iyanarone.
Or is it Iyanarone? Yeah. Iyanarone. Okay, there you go.
So, you know, Mao and Che Guevara.
Yeah, look at it. Look at this. Yeah, Stalin, so she's got these communists on this skirt, and it's like it's a 1950s A-line skirt. These lefty women in Portland, who I lived there. I went to school there. I know it very well. I was born there. Love that 1950s housewife kind of look. They were really adopting that in the 90s and 2000s. Well, guess who made those? Who that style? White conservative America. That's why they love that. Like, it's so edgy and tongue-in-cheek and putting a new twist on the 1950s housewife who's really a communist.
It's a way for them to kind of just smear it with all their shit, basically, right?
Surprise, surprise, though. She's divorced. She's a single mom now.
Imagine and my
shock. She said, I am Antifa.
Once. Was that a tweet or just an actual...
She had said it to someone in an interview. And by the way, she was born in New York, and then she comes to Lily White, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why don't you stay in New York?
So here's some more wonderful pictures. Now check out behind her there, beyond the Adidas cringe here.
God, she looks
green,
unhinged.
Green New Deal, right? This woman is part of the Sunrise Movement, which is very interesting. We've kind of talked about them before, but it's basically... It's an environmental group that's mobilizing the young. There are groups behind this, as usual, like Momentum, Open Society Foundations, George Soros, blah blah. You know, the same usual suspects that we're tired of talking about. But they have their millions everywhere, right? And it's basically a pressure group to mobilize young people to force politicians to adopt communism. But it's coming through the auspices of like a green movement, basically, right? So it's the watermelon movement. It's green on the outside, red on the inside. But there is even a video here I want to play, too, with Ted Wheeler, who's, again, all the protests, all the riots that we've seen in Portland. Remember, he was supportive of this shit. He didn't do anything. He didn't say enough. And yet they hate him. It was only at the tail end of things where he just like, this has gone far. We got to do something. This has gone far enough. Like, he's a lunatic. Don't get me wrong. But this woman is completely crazy.
She's wearing mass murderers on her skirt, for crying out loud. How many people were murdered by the faces on her skirt again? Seriously.
Tens of millions,
I mean,
easily.
If women like her ruled the world, I know we're going to hear some clips from her, it would be nuked in a week.
Yeah.
She would, you know, she probably doesn't have her period anymore. But if it was like that time of the month, that's it. And the whole world's going to get nuked.
Everybody's going to die.
She would round up these bad white people and gas them for real, you know.
Yeah. So let's play that. It's a anti-Sarah Yanarod or whatever that was here. Ad, let's check this out.
40,000 times, 23 times a day, Sarah Yanarod tweets. Her tweets are strikingly cutting, vilifying people. But when Sarah was asked four times to condemn violence, to denounce arsonists setting buildings on fire with people inside, here's all she had to say.
Peaceful protests, in my opinion, might not necessarily be moving the conversation forward.
Reject Sarah Yanarod. Portland needs a leader, not a tweeter.
Oh, 40,000. Edgy. So as cringy and bad as Ted Wheeler is, he can even he like can actually push back against this woman. So here, listen to this. Here's a couple of clips. How will Sarah deal with the white nationalists and alt-right protests? Listen to this.
How can we say that we have equal enforcement of the law when white nationalist outsiders, they come from around the region, the Pacific Northwest, to incite riots and cause violence in our city purposefully because they resent our progressivism when they are treated essentially with kid gloves by Portland police. And at the same time, police find infinite resources night after night after night to meet the Black Lives Matter demonstrators. It's the rhetoric doesn't
hold
people
when shoot,
you actually
are shooting
look
people.
At the actions.
They're killing people. They're killing people. They're burning people alive.
And by white nationalist, she means, what is it, the Proud Boys. You know,
right,
and
right.
Like any Trump supporter is a white, evil white nationalist who wants to round up people of color and hurt them, you know. Their people, her supporters are literally killing people in the streets
but,
and cops.
As she said, the
Molotov cocktails.
Peaceful protest will not move the conversation forward, right? Let's play
communist.
A bit more here. Yeah.
Who loves violence.
Yep.
Criminalized when they're protesting in the street.
Yeah, for no reason, they totally didn't do any crime or anything. Here's more on who's responsible for protest violence. Listen to this.
How fast would she call the cops if these white nationalists showed up outside her house, though? You know it.
Yeah, yeah.
That if we make investments to shore up our communities so that vulnerable Portlanders are safe, Black Portlanders, Indigenous Portlanders, LGBTQ
no white ones.
Portlanders,
nope.
Jewish Portlanders, against the threat of
harm,
and if we create an environment where people feel their voices are heard, where they don't feel economic
disadvantage. All we hear is their voices.
Where they feel like they have security and prosperity, no matter who they are, what they look like, or what they believe.
But not white people.
Yeah, exactly.
And not if they're right. Not if they're not if there's people that we don't like.
Exactly.
Then we can put them in camps.
Those people don't. We don't get to hear their opinion.
That's totally
hate speech, and they're bad. Yeah, put them in camps.
Very bad.
For these white nationalists who have been emboldened by the Trump administration.
Here we
and
go.
Again, it's the same old boring rhetoric. They all recycle the same boring crap.
Yeah.
They don't have anything original.
We need to put the focus on leadership because ultimately that's who bears the responsibility. And when I am mayor, I hope that people hold me to account the same way that I'm holding Mayor Wheeler to account.
And if not, I'll round you up and kill you.
We can hold you account right now for your communist skirt.
Yeah,
lady.
Answer for that. How come no one's just straight up asking her? You know how many people have been murdered by communism, by this ideology, these men on your skirt?
I mean, it's communism has about 100 million. I mean, you could argue those numbers. You could say
probably
150 million. You could say maybe say 80 million or what. But we really don't know. But it's probably in the hundreds of millions, right? Or 100 million, around 100 million. So imagine that there's any other ideology that had 100 million deaths in its wake. Do you think that would be renounced and, disqualified? That would have been, if there was a mayor that was running in any town anywhere in the world, there would have been international news that covered that.
Now
it's
thinking,
just like, meh, it's fine.
Exactly. Know? What would happen if
it's because there's communists all over the media. They're riddled all over the fucking place.
They're apologists for it because they're actually violent and want murder. Even women like her. It's lies that women are less violent. Oh my God. Are you kidding? They have less constraint and control. Yeah. So what would happen if I ran for mayor and I wore a mustache man skirt?
the H-man. Yeah.
What would happen
then?
That's
what I'm saying. Compare that, right? Anyway, I think she goes on here a little bit.
Sidesism is largely what got us here. There has not been a zero tolerance policy for hatred or bigotry in our city. We have not seen that equally enforced. And what
when we do it, that's not hate. That's not bigotry. We can kill people. We can just openly shoot people,
love.
Kill them
we
in the middle
love.
Of the street. But that's to protect our BIPOC community. So it's okay.
In the streets are saying is that until that happens, until the police are held accountable for their brutality, Portland's going to continue to be in the national spotlight. This is a re-election stunt for Donald Trump. So what we have to do is do the best of what
stunt
we
for
so,
Donald again, Trump?
It's,
like Trump's
funny
plan
how
on these?
The BLM shit and the Antifa stuff, when that started happening about 3 months ago, eventually when it became bad enough, even Biden started talking, well, this is happening on Trump's watch. This is the worst president ever. Look at the violence that's coming in his wake. And they still try to pretend that someone else is doing all this. Anyway, you get the idea. This is kooky town. This is crazy stuff.
God,
but yeah, this is what you might be getting here. What's it? Oh, yeah, here's the one. I want to show that too. The Sunrise Movement.
A dog, no cat. She's got to have at least 3 cats by now.
Probably, yeah. So the Sunrise Movement, we don't have time to look at. I had a little bit of a trailer. It's actually, like her or not, whatever, but Millennial Millie, we talked about her. I don't know what happened with the arrest thing, by the way. We covered that a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
She had some fight with her mom, and then the cops showed up, but whatever. She actually had a documentary coming out on this, which I'm sure it'll be decent. You know, we'll take a look. But on the Sunrise Movement, but she maps and kind of tracks, judging from the trailer, kind of how you have globalist, big time money being injected into what poses as these grassroots environmental movements, from the Extinction Rebellion to like Shutdown DC to the Sunrise Movement to this Momentum Group and stuff, all the way up to the UN. And they're like kind of circling and all the different politicians that are not aboard on their particular, Green New Deal type plans and stuff like that. Reformation of society, the economy. Basically, it's communism hiding as environmentalism, basically. And they, she kind of, what I guess from the full film, once that's out, looking from the trailer, she's kind of tracking all those movements and how they tie together, and that it's just a big globalist gay op, basically. So anyway, watch out for that, because the Sunrise Movement, they popped up on the scene a while ago, a few months ago, I think it was. They were standing just shouting at political leaders and like, you have to do this, you have to do that, and blah, blah, blah. Let me play just a 2 minutes from that. Check this out here.
It took a plan to redesign what is broken in our nation.
You say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that.
You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I can't vote.
You didn't vote for me.
They are a well-funded, tactically trained, highly organized, global subversive movement.
No, this is my first time ever protesting.
Wow, how do you feel?
I'm very nervous because I'm in the high-risk group for resisting arrest, or risking arrest.
Resisting arrest, yep. Huh?
So I'm pretty nervous, but this is a super important cause, so I'm excited.
Two minors are going to get arrested. Their parents will be in D.C. Our lawyer is down to support.
Not cooperating with Capitol Police is also a charge. And so there were three banner drops, and the middle group got arrested, and the two side groups didn't. Because the two side groups...
Let me go forward a bit, because it's really towards the end where, like, Guterres and these people pop up. Check it. So she's they're looking at people who are, like, being interviewed. Let me just see if I can... Yeah, they're different kind of groups that are meeting, doing Zoom calls, and I guess she's gotten an insight to this. But check out the end here. This guy popping up here, he's part of the... what was it again? What group was that? Not the Sierra group. It'll come to me in a moment. Let's play from here.
You talk about the two camps, and that was really the secret to the success of Paris, was that you had China leading the developing countries and the U.S. leading...
Oh, the Club of Rome. That's right. This guy's part of the Club of Rome, which released the limits to growth and stuff. I had it in my Greta Thunberg video as well. But
developed countries to the table. Now we don't have the U.S. as part of this deal anymore.
Mobilization of young people was the strongest element to force politicians to understand that things have to change.
Because your activism and concern can mobilize all of society. And where society goes, politicians and negotiators will have to follow. And so my request to all of you is very clear. Keep up the pressure. Don't give up.
Keep up the pressure.
Do not
right.
relent. Yeah. Let the world know that you are watching and that you are acting.
So these people like this mayor, Portland mayor running for mayor, they're part of this Sunrise group. It goes all the way to the top, to the UN and bullshit like that. So anyway, watch out for that. Good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
Speaking of education,
do you want to do a couple of... do you want to do entropy?
Sure. Yeah. Let me
do a couple
take a
of
look.
Entropy, and I'll do the few D-Live
Alrighty,
here after that.
Alrighty, let me see.
If
let
you have
refresh.
It, otherwise I can do these.
Yeah, I do. Lycan Warrior, looks like coronaphobia being ramped up by governments worldwide again. So sick of this PSYOP already. I am too. Like, how long is this going to go on?
Forever.
10 years?
You've seen nothing yet. It's going to really ramp up coming autumn, winter here.
Wear your mask. It's an act of love if you wear your
love,
mask.
It's love. It's love.
Cuck-free zone. With Barr delaying the Durham report, I fear Trump may be part of the swamp put in place to calm the population down while allowing the anti-white agenda continue. What do you think? Well, he's done some good things.
I'm sorry,
like,
who?
He's talking about Trump with Barr delaying the Durham report. I don't know
much
about that.
Oh, is he delaying
that.
The Durham
I didn't
report?
Know that,
okay, well, that's I guess, worrying. I did have some hope on the Durham report.
Yep.
Hopefully, finally, that Barr would, like, you know, squeeze some of these people and really get to them with all the gay ops that they've been involved in, from the Russia hoax to, you know, all the what the Obama administration did when they, again, remember how they're pushing this on Trump, how he won't leave office peacefully and what, oh my God, what happens? And then it turns out Obama didn't do, you don't spy on the incoming administration, you know,
did.
Set up people within the FBI and stuff like that to, like, undermine the incoming administration. That's what they did, right? They did the very thing against Trump, which they're asking him not to do when he leaves, basically, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought that the Durham report would finally charge some of these people, actually go after it, whether it's Comey or Clapper or, you know, whoever it is, right? Or the Peter Strzok and all these people. But I haven't heard of that before, that he's delaying that. So I thought that he would come before the election, so we got some information.
Yeah, I haven't
about
heard
this,
that he is either. I was hoping something would come.
That
out
sounds
it.
Bad, at least.
Because he also had said that there were some bombshells coming out of that, so I don't know why he would delay that.
Yeah, but was it the declassification was, like, trending the other day? There was some. A lot of people were interested in that. Like, what is it really that they're, you know, gonna declassify here? But yeah. Okay, let me do a couple of these. Amer Arian with a diamond says redicemembers.com. Thank you for that, sir. Thank you for the plug. Good stuff. Always good to see you, Amer Arian. American Life with a diamond says the black pilling is liberating. It kind of is, in a way, actually. You just have to have fun along the way.
Yeah.
It's not always fun. Don't get me wrong. And there are
decaying
some
decaying on the way out.
There are some tragedies, but there's some things that are kind of just fun seeing just collapsing and eating itself and crumbling.
And we'll see a lot
other
more.
Other things are not, so, but yeah.
So you just have to be above it. Know that it's going to pass. This is a cycle. This has happened before, many times before.
Many times before. So. Arian with the Dominican again says, may the gods favor the boars. Yeah, they're in trouble again. A lot of farm murders down in South Africa. Again, you read some stories about that, Lana. Mm-hmm.
It's ramping up right now.
Any other details?
Well, there was a 21-year-old who was basically a guy, a farmer, who was tortured and tied up to a post to be left for dead for several days.
That's disgusting.
Big story. And these stories don't. It's never a hate crime whenever it's a white farmer. You know, it's
they
just
deny
never,
it.
Ever race related.
Just incredible.
Another random act of crime, but there happened to be like 20 of them over the weekend.
That's the kind of black pilling that are not fun to
no,
see.
No, South Africa is very sad. Yep. I wish they would just get out of there. Mm-hmm. If they could just leave that place.
But at the same time, they've built it. They created it.
I know.
They turned the soil into, machinery.
At some point, you have to decide, you know, is it worth your life or your family's life if you're a white farmer down there?
Yeah, well, soon enough, it won't be much different in Europe, you know? Cornered Space Alien with the Dama says, Cornered Space Alien cancels Uber if it's a black driver. Thoughts?
You're not alone, I'll say that. The few times I have, I see certain face up pops
a
up.
A Lyft.
Skip.
Yeah, can you select to drive? Can you actually choose drivers?
Well, you could just cancel. I know it's been a long time since I've used it. You could see their face pop up and then you know.
Right, but I know that there's a map. I mean, I'm sure. I think I've used Lyft more than Uber just on principle.
Yeah, you could still see. There's always their faces.
I remember you could see the map, but I can't remember if you can actually click on each car to kind of see who the driver is. Shroon with a ninja.
I know you all do it. Be honest about it.
Shroon with the ninja kitty. Thank you for
it's
that,
about
sir.
Safety these days, especially for me as a woman, if I have to use that alone, if I'm ever in that situation.
Just don't relax, and you'll be fine. Cat girl with a ninja kitty. Thank you for that. No message. Shroon again with a diamond this time. It says, is critical theory a privilege? Ask the bones. It says, is critical theory a privilege?
Ask the bones. Yeah.
I don't think so. Right. Shroon again with the Dominican says, white privilege, my ass. Yeah, there you go. Decoder with and it's coming up here too. Decoder with the Dominican, tranny rainbow poop story. wait, what is this? Tranny rainbow poop story.
Story hour.
Now in Sweden, kids. Decoder says, I'm not rainbow poop. Okay, I gotta Google that, see what has happened. What has happened now? I'll look into it.
I think he's just making fun of drag queen story hour.
Could be, but maybe there was some event where like they wheeled out the poop this time or something. Who knows, right? Wouldn't be surprised. I'll Google it. I'm really looking forward to that. Spectra Lucens with a diamond says, Saul Alinsky would be proud of his dirty commie. There you go. Mr. Wright with the diamond, build a wall around Portland.
It's so sad. It used to be such a beautiful, nice place. And I mean, there was always a few weirdos, but it generally was more of kind of libertarian, at least when I was growing up there. Mm-hmm. There were Democrats, but they were more conservative. You know, nothing bad ever happened there, really. It's all lost now.
Yep. Spencer the First with the diamond says, been a little while. Hope you both are well. Hails. Good to see you, Spencer. Everything is good. Taking it along as usual. Good to see you here. Thank you for the diamond. Philbert Apple Bag with the diamond says, secure your family and buy extra food for emergencies. Good wholesome tip there. And Nerms with a diamond. All right, let's talk about this story.
Belvedere
right here.
Elementary School. This is what they're learning in elementary school, guys. It's first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. Where does racism and WSC, which is white supremacy culture, they're using this in elementary school now. Where does it show up? Perfectionism, sense of urgency, defensiveness, quantity over quality, worship of the written word. Oh, because Muslims and Jews don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Only one right way. Well, yeah, and the truth is usually paternalism, either or thinking, power hoarding, fear of open conflict. Well, that's bullshit. Individualism. Here we go again. That harkens back to something else we'll go to.
Yep.
I'm the only one. Progress is bigger.
I don't get that. I'm the only one.
I don't get that either. Yeah. These people are just cuckoo land. progress is bigger, more.
That one I don't understand either. Well, I,
like
I guess
more,
just
more,
that,
more, right? Oh, yeah, progress, yeah, okay. Progress, like the these other people don't do that.
Yeah, because we as a white culture have totally not started with like conservationism or environmentalism.
And we've shared everything with the world.
Right.
Literally everything they have is a characteristic
of
this white supremacy
production.
Culture now. A right to conform. So this is the kind of crap that they're teaching kids. Now, 13 characteristics of white supremacist culture that must be dismantled. Otherwise, it's going to kill us all. Now, versions of this keep coming out. Now, a while ago, remember this other one, Aspects and Assumptions, we have it, of whiteness and white culture. And this was kind of like, oops.
And let me clarify. This
they're
is
admitting some things.
The National right? Museum of African American History and Culture. This is in Washington, D.C., and what was it, a Katzenberg that was behind
it? Yeah, it was
again?
A Jewish lady behind
Katz,
this.
Judith
inspired
H. Katz.
This.
Right, but
check
out
listen
some
to
of
the
these.
Things, because people are like, well, you're like glorifying white culture. Oh my God, but I thought white culture didn't even exist, but now it does and we can dismantle it, right? Rugged individualism, like that's a bad thing. Family structure. Like the nuclear family, having a daddy and a mom is like a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Emphasis on scientific method, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's, mm-hmm. it needs to be decolonized because it's all just a trick. It's a racist hoax. History, because we can't have our own history. We have to write about everyone else's history because they can't write it for themselves, apparently. The hard work ethic, Christianity. Status, power, and authority, like wealth and respect, like these other cultures don't want status and authority and wealth and power. Are you shitting me?
When they have it, it's fine, though.
Future orientation, planning for the future, delayed gratification, progress is always best. Tomorrow will be better. Like, these things are good things,
following
right?
rigid time
and
schedules.
And you're like, this disgusting aspect of white culture that yep. we must get rid of. I love
clocks
this, too. Under rugged
order.
Individualism, self-reliance. Being yeah. self-reliant,
yeah.
it must be
that's
dismantled.
Bad
so
yeah.
that's and so we're not wrong when we say they're like coming in and getting welfare and just living off of everyone else
yeah,
because
but it's also this like that's why part of this anti-white culture it's communism. I mean I'm not against like there are good aspects to collectivism, but if I was forced to choose between libertarian you know pro-individual society
or
where you mostly
ass.
Had white
yeah.
people or like some hardline super collectivist thing, I've obviously choose the libertarian
yeah
branch
me too
of
more freedom because I hate government bureaucracy
at least then you can do what you want to do you know
taxes,
kind of thing but yeah.
I hate all that crap
yeah.
So yeah that's the kind of
anyway,
crap they're teaching kids
this is crazy right so it's basically what we can surmise is that this document remember this is back from July we covered that at the time. Which is just like, holy shit.
It keeps
shit,
going
what are they doing?
And growing, and this list is just
but
expanding.
Now you're having trickle down anti-whiteness, right? Because now it's like down to the elementary school levels
yeah.
here. This is just from
first
a few
graders,
days ago.
Second graders are learning
yep.
white supremacy culture.
And it's if you look at the top left corner there, too. It's Yolanda Corrado Candenejas is sharing content. So it's some kind of Zoom. Or like some virtual class thing here.
Because of the corona.
Oh, no, I know, but it's like... this is,
okay, now
let's do
one of these for African culture, Mexican culture, Jewish culture, Muslim culture. Like, let's do those now.
I think it's just crazy.
It's like, okay, if you don't like it and these things bother you so much, just don't live around white people. That's the answer. Just leave. Just don't live with us and partake in this evil white supremacy culture then.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
away.
Well, I mean, part of their fun is to break down white culture. Part of their fun is to
that's
destroy
right.
what we have and take things from us. Part of the fun is revenge, right? Revenge and make them
for
suffer.
Things they think
and the
happened.
Perceived crimes that they did towards us, we can now do to them because two wrongs do make it right. That's the logic. That's the reasoning.
Even though none of us existed during those supposed
oh, that's,
times.
No, that's fine. Now we're all collectively punishable. All of a sudden, they believe in genetics,
yeah.
right? So if you have, it's not a blank slate, kind of mentality anymore. You're not, the environment that you grew up or a product of that. You basically are whatever your genetic
that's right.
line comes from, and you should be held accountable and responsible for that.
Yep.
But guys, we'll take a short little break here, a little plug, a little bumper, and then we'll be back in just a couple of minutes or so. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.
Whites will not be the majority.
Whiteness is a form of racial oppression.
New Sweden emerging. The immigration process coming toward Europe is irreversible.
It's an exciting transformation of the country.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop.
There can be no white race without the phenomenon of white supremacy.
Sweden is destined to become a multiracial, multicultural society.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop.
Treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity.
At this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural.
Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority.
The task is to bring this minority together in such a way that it makes it impossible for the legacy of whiteness to continue to reproduce itself.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock.
My concern is doing away with whiteness.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place.
It's one of the things I think we can be most proud of.
Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here. If you're just tuning in, you're watching Flashback Friday. We're doing episode, what is it, 95, I think, today of Flashback Friday. And, of course, we have a lot of things still lined up here. DLive.tv/RedIceTV, one way you can join in through Super Chats. We also have EntropyStream.live/RedIceTV up and running as well. But, yes, we have a couple of other stories here we want to get into and cover. We came across this one earlier today here. So there's a new book out, and I guess I should remind you guys too as well of the author here. So it's the guy. Remember the Ibrahim X. Kendi,
the guy who called Amy Coney Barrett a white colonizer for adopting black kids.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
It's whatever's going to work though, as we said. Whatever works to get them to not adopt African kids. Sure, we'll go with that. But yeah, that guy.
This guy right here. Right, he were.
He's an expert in anti-racist education.
Right. So he was basically like, this is colonialism. If you adopt babies, and it's like, well, first of all, it's not, right? They're actually doing it because they're like, they not maybe because they hate themselves, but they're doing it to virtue signal. And someone like Amy Coney Barrett probably does it because it's like, oh, it would just be wrong to have five white babies. Possibly couldn't do that, right?
Or God called her to Haiti to go adopt anymore.
Right. So anyway, and of course, a lot of people picked this one up and they're like, see, because Richard Spencer had said like, not wrong or something like that regarding that particular tweet. Which is like, actually, it is wrong because they're not doing it because, they're white colonizers. They're doing it because they want a virtue signal and it's like they see it as an accessory. But whatever. So that's the guy that wrote a little book here called Anti-Racist Baby. New book teaches babies to confess
babies.
Confess their racism and spot white privilege.
Now, so I have to say, I know you've got some things to show here, mm-hmm. but basically, white baby bad. This is what mm-hmm. the book goes through. Let's all of us people of color team up against this bad baby, and we need to teach this bad white baby how to be a good white baby, because we can never be racist. Only you can be racist. You know, remember, there was a rule, you have to have power in order to be racist. What power does a white baby hold? What power do babies hold?
They have they have white privilege, then, right? And then they're inheriting the whole system is built for them, right? Or so that's the argument, right? Which is kind of
everything we do should be for our children, just as though you should take care of your children. But remember that thing we just went to: self-reliance and nuclear families, and that's taking care of your children and feeding them, not expecting other people to do it for you, is bad white supremacy culture. Well, guess what? If you dismantle that part of white culture, your kids are going to starve because we're feeding a lot of your kids.
And these standards are only, of course, being held for countries that was founded by Europeans as well, white countries, right? Because you don't see a whole swath of like an globalist clique that's going to like sub-Saharan African countries and saying, actually, what you're doing here, you can't do this for your own kids. You can't make sure that they're fed, that they have a good education, that they're have the best opportunities possible. It's only in white countries where you can go and say, well, your societies need to be for everybody, even though a lot of people that are now coming into to Western Europe and West, the West overall, most of them came voluntarily after the fact. So, residues of slavery is still a very small percent. Most of them are still keep pouring in.
They keep and for some reason, to be oppressed
if it's exactly if there's such horrible racist white supremacist countries, why do these people keep on coming? Right?
Exactly.
But so it's only us. That's the bottom line too. So this privilege that they talk about, we're the only culture or people that are expected to basically build for everyone else and construct things that are just for every other culture and for every
other, not be in any positions of power in our own nations. I see they're even attacking, you know, European nations now and saying European Union is too white and too many white people. It never ends. We can't be, they don't want us to be a majority anywhere. They don't want us to be anywhere at the end of all of this.
Shouldn't even exist. Some like a little bumper there in between, right? The all the anti-white comments, including, of course, remember that, do repeat that, Joe Biden talking about how wonderful it's going to be when whites are finally a minority, an absolute minority in America. Yeah. It's an unrelenting stream. It will never stop, right?
The hatred is amazing.
It's incredible.
And, right? And I flipped through this, and by the way, the illustrator, she has an Eastern European name, but she looks Hawaiian.
So Ashley Lukashevsky.
She's mixed race. She was born in Hawaii. She's one of those kind of bitter mixed race SJW types, whatever. And so she does illustrations for a lot of these books. And anytime it's the baby that's learning a lesson, it's white.
Right.
And blonde.
Oh, no,
and
of course,
everyone
of
else in this book is teaming up against that blonde baby, teaching it how it's like racist simply for existing.
Let me read a little bit here then. A number one New York Times bestselling author has released a new children's book to help parents and their babies fight racism. The book, titled Anti-Racist Baby, was penned by award-winning author Ibram X. Kendi.
Yeah, he can barely write, by the way.
To, quote, empower parents and children to uproot racism in our society and in ourselves. And that you could replace
that
with saying anti-whiteness, basically, or to uproot anything white in
how
society.
How to program your white baby to hate itself and let everyone else take advantage of him. That's what it should be.
The book sets out 9 steps which, if followed, promises to, quote, improve equity, such as opening our eyes to all skin colors and celebrating all our differences.
Oh, but like not white differences? White people. Yeah. I love this, how they're using this equity term now.
You it's not equality.
It's not
all
equality
equity.
Now. It's equity. Yeah, we want give.
The goalposts just continuously move. Like, no. We just want to be let into
That's
society.
Right.
And then when you're like, oh, no. We just want to make sure that we have our own spaces.
Yeah.
No. We just want equality. No. We just want
equity.
We just
want your house.
We just want,
we just want all your money and all your stuff. And no,
we
now
just
we just
life.
Want you in camps. Now we want your children dead. Like, that's how far this is going to go if we let it.
These steps, including naming racism and promoting toddlers to confess their own racist guilt.
Now, does anyone
Nothing.
Have toddlers?
Let me
I mean, imagine. Okay, toddlers, 1, 2, 3-year-olds. Imagine talking to your kid about this. Programming your little white baby about these things is evil. It's child abuse. It's emotional. It's mental. And it really angers me that people try and push this shit
frankly,
on children.
I think it's kind of funny at this point. This is one of those, like, this is one of those black pills that turns into clown pill and then white pill. Nothing disrupts racism more than when we confess the racist ideas that we sometimes express, the book says. Look, here's some of the illustrations. Let me go full screen. Seven, confess when being racist, and then the baby's all happy. Nothing disrupts racism more than when we confess the racist idea that we sometimes express.
See the white hand? The black baby pointing at the white hand. The white hand is getting all the butterflies, and mm-hmm. I want the butterfly.
Point at policies as the problem, not people, the book goes on to say. Some people get more. It's all about, someone worked to get that. I love this thing, too. And you guys know this now. But again, for newcomers, detractors, whatever, this issue that there is some kind of right to have access to what white people created in their countries, right?
Exactly.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Hold up a minute here. Like, you do understand, right, that previous generations of our forebears, of our ancestors, worked their butts off in many regards. They worked in sweatshops.
Factories. Our kids were in factories.
Look at the classic pictures from England, right? All the kids that were down in coal miners, that were chimney sweepers and all this shit, right? They were like, we had all that. We had all the kind of stuff that you've seen in the third world and stuff like that. And they're basically going through now with a little bit of a delay the things that people in the West already went through maybe 100 years ago or so, right? But it's this idea that they have this step where they can just bypass that thing, jump straight into a Western country, and then don't build up that generational privilege,
exactly,
which you can work for. It's not just about access or getting things. It's about working for things, right?
Who discovered the butterfly? Who cataloged the butterfly? I know that it was Europeans. Who made the butterfly net to catch the butterfly? I'm pretty sure that was also Europeans. Hey, who made the printing press so you can print your anti-white Marxist crap? Oh, right. Pretty sure that was Europeans, too.
All right, so here's some other pictures. Yeah. Look at this here, where the white girl in the picture, she's climbing up on the ladder and she gets the trophy, while for the black kid, the ladder breaks. That's how it
is. Oh my God. That's what it is. This is all is about getting shit.
Well, you see,
I want to get shit.
You can't. You have to use nails on the ladder. Each step needs.
It's basically any time a white kid succeeds and the one that doesn't succeed happens to be non-white, it's some bogus thing about racism or some like crazy equation that they have to come up with of how it was rigged.
People in chat say, based ladder. Anti-racist baby.
Maybe the kid was just overweight.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, let me do a couple of these here before we move on to the next one. We did Spencer there. Spencer the first. Nerms, I think. Yeah, with the demo. Thank you. VPFM hosting 416 viewers. Thank you for that. Good to see you, Junus. Tina, hope you're both doing well. VPFM here on DLive. Make sure you subbed. Thank you so much. Good to see you. Arian with a diamond says, King Tut's DNA is 99.6 Western European. Now, I've heard still that they kept, they cheated on that. They're not releasing it. They're not showing it. The only, as far as I know, the only reference to that was a documentary where a scientist have claimed that they saw the genetic the test or whatever, like the result, I guess, behind somebody in a documentary in a shot, and they claim that, hey, finally we can see it, and they turn it up, you know, they even have to turn it upside down or something to actually see it because they've hidden it, or like they showed it in veiled ways, I think. So I haven't seen if that actually is 100% confirmed, but I wouldn't be surprised. Let me put it that way. I would not be surprised at all. We're obviously talking about some, Bronze Age and earlier kind of group that was probably in that area, right? That area. And the people who inherited all that, they didn't build that, you know? The people who are there today, they didn't build that.
No.
Anyway, Virginian Drifter with the diamond says, refuse COVID vaccines at all cost any way that you can. I agree. I do agree. We talked about that during the Weekend Warrior show a bit too, regarding the bypassing of the animal testing, which is a big red flag, right? The mRNA vaccine testing.
Animal rights
has
people
been
love
done.
That. Okay, we'll test it on the PETA people.
They have loved that, of course. No, and as
PETA
good
people take
as
the vaccine.
Good as
let's
that
see what
is,
happens.
What the sad reality is that the tests that have been done on mRNA vaccines is liver failures, lung complications, awful, and stuff like that on the animals that have done it. And then you have the other second layer with, of course, the nano tattoo and all that kind of stuff. Look at that. I have a little This is a little mosquito. People
were or something talking about that, by the way, during the debates about the fly.
The fly.
And I was thinking, people are like, what is this? And I was like, being in studios quite often with these
lights on, yeah.
There's always some damn fly around. I tell you, there's been so many times you guys don't know, and I'm looking, I'm like, there's a fly.
I saw one just right here.
Don't land on me, and it lands on my hand or something. I'm trying to keep it straight. But when
Hillary gets a fly on her, though,
she's a corpse. We know
what that means. Yeah. She's obviously a demon, and she smells like sulfur. Right? Let's be honest. Heads up on the interface between the mRNA vaccine and the recoding of your genetic code.
Oh my God! Just stay away. Stay away. Don't do it.
There's some creepy stuff.
Don't trust
up on
these
that.
People.
Well, I'll continue to report on that because there's some.
Those effects are forever. Okay, so one mistake can be forever. Do not take that vaccine.
Basically, you have the oldest of conspiracy theories that like one day they want to chip you. Basically, it's like that's basically coming now. With mRNA vaccine, they basically have a small device that can actually send. Signals to recode your genetic code, right? You gotta have an interface in order to get to reprogram the genetic code, right? And then you have the other quick just note on that. Then you have the other scary part of basically the only way that you can genetically take a copyright a license essentially on something is if you alter the genetic code. So you can't go in and just say, oh, a tomato, I'm going to do a patent on the tomato.
But if
you alter it, you add in some, let's say, genes from the cod or something that prevents it from freeze during winter or whatever, then you can patent it. The point is, if you can alter a human's genetic code, are there portions of that code that they can patent?
Yeah, that's scary.
And do license
that's
fees
scary.
On and
so
stuff?
So I own you now. You're my bitch,
there's weird
right?
shit like that. That's like yeah. they're working
Remember
on.
When people used to talk about some of these things and theorize them and like talk about the New World Order and the global control system and all these things, and they would get laughed at like these, oh, you kooky conspiracy theorists. Like, this stuff is coming into fruition now pretty quickly, actually.
Yep. Troon with the diamond says, an unrelenting stream of diarrhea from Biden's ass. There you go.
I think it's he has urination problems too, right?
Something is going on there. Defective Goyim with the diamond says, whites will be extinct by 2065. Yeah,
no.
they wish,
they
right?
Wish.
Yeah. This is never going to happen. But they think that. Like, yeah, we can just, let's just breed them out. And then you realize, actually, the people that are most prone to not, I guess, intermarry between races is currently white people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people. That's arrogant to think that all white people are going to race mix. Like, there's plenty of white people who just are not attracted to outside their race.
Yeah, and they want their kids to look like them. And they want their grandkids to look like them. And there's nothing wrong
Whether
with that.
Whether they admit it or not, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So.
And then, of course, you have that other flip side that if you slowly over time kind of get rid of those that have a propensity to go in that direction, eventually what you're left with is a, yes, temporarily smaller group, but it's going to be much more hardline on those kinds of issues, ironically. So it's kind of a social Darwinism. It's natural selection in a weird kind of way, right? Okay, Gal Friday, I think it is. Gal Friday, yeah, with the diamond says, Suburban Moms Unite saw a video and love Red Ice now. Did you do on the suburb? It was called something on, it was one we did outside, the Freedom of Association Gone Out the Window.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I did one on dissident moms
2018,
too.
That one, yeah. But I think she's referring to the one about whether forcing people to, you know, the HUD program
stuff. Cool.
I forget the title of it, but yeah, cool.
That's right.
Thank you, Gal Friday. Good of you to tune in and welcome, by the way. A lot of stuff on redeyes.tv.
Yes.
Check it out. A lot of videos there. Good to have you here. Thank you.
That's right. I filmed that one. It was like 100 degrees outside when I was filming that too.
Yeah, it was hot
yeah,
as hell.
We were outside in some rental house
yeah,
at the time.
That's right.
It's funny.
Black Philip with the diamond. France just banned homeschooling starting in 2021. Now,
so they did.
We reported on this, and which is very bad, of course. We reported on this in the Weekend Warrior show. We talked about it quite extensively. Now it came out of the auspices of basically targeting separatist Islam, right? And so, due to the fact that they have a lot of homeschooling and like running their own programs, they banned that as a way to try to get them to basically. Well, I mean, Sarkozy talked about this, but Macron has talked about this too.
They want them to blend.
They want them to mix and blend. They don't want to have a separate society inside of society, right?
And so that's what Muslims are doing in France.
So the boomer might be like, "Oh, great, they're targeting radical Islam. Let's get this thing out of here."
But they already have their own schools. A lot of these Muslim kids, anyway. So it's just going to affect the little French kids.
Well,
we're going to be
that's
forced to go into these lefty
As always,
schools.
They ban things for, you know, what they say is for like Muslims or something, and then it actually hits, you know, the French kids worse or whatever country we're talking about. But at the same time, you know, as you said, they want them to all blend together. They want radical Islam to merge into and become part of the French Republic, yeah. which I think will never happen, frankly. But that's some of the desperate attempts that Macron is now showing. So
because people aren't.
That law is bullshit blending, yeah. and all that stuff. But it's interesting that he's going in this direction. Mm-hmm. But yeah, check out the latest Weekend Warrior show. We covered that quite extensively and showed some other reasons why he did that. And it's not just like targeting or just banning homeschooling for banning homeschooling's sake. It's like wrapped in a lot of other things. But yeah, sadly, it's really bad, of course. And it's going to be kicking in 2021. Corner space hailing with a diamond. They're all proxies for Zionist destruction. In reference to
probably the interlude you were playing.
Yeah, I mean that's one. That's obviously one of the bigger kahunas on top of the globe of the global order, right? The Zionist objective, the Greater Israel project, and if I'm following the train of thought, yeah, I think so. I think many of them are proxies for Zionism. Some of them just do it, and they think that they're the ones benefiting from it when they're like doing another group's bidding. Lord Aragon with a diamond. It's the mark of the beast. Don't ever take it.
Yeah, oh, the chips and the shots and all that. Yeah, I think pretty much. It's almost like they're trying to fulfill that book.
Yeah, they want that. Like you know,
they
first
think it's
they
fun.
First they you know they kind of they can use scare people into submission by the religious aspect of kind of yeah. going against that in a way. I think. But yeah, I mean, it is obviously in a way it is right. It's the beast system. That's mm-hmm. what they're building.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. FKNOWSWOT. How would you pronounce that? Fknonswat. Fknonswat. I think it is with a diamond. Just says that's right. Corner space sailing with a diamond. CSA comments. Commends. Red Eye's sartorial taste today. Well, there you go. Thank you, Corner space alien. Filbert Applebag.
Not done yet.
With the Ninjagini, thank you for that. The paranoia is eating itself. There you go. I think we got that last time too. It is. The paranoia is indeed like an Ouroboros. Cornered space alien with the diamond says CSA enjoys referring to himself in the third person. I've noticed. What was that Seinfeld clip? Do you remember that? No, the basketball player.
Oh, he was referring to himself.
Yeah,
in
the third
person.
Michael shoots. Michael scores. You know, whatever. I forget his name, but yeah. No worries, Cornered Space Alien. We appreciate that. RoboThink with the diamond. No message, Hemery Aryan. Diamond as well. Vadi homeschool. Some places may get burnt. Homeschools. I mean, he says, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Peanut with a diamond. God bless white babies. There you go. Thank you for that. Fledgling with the diamonds. Thank you guys for all you do. Love your work. Thank you so much for that.
I had a couple here. Lycan Warrior. Yes. Yelp adds new feature to flag businesses accused of racism. And I pulled it up. The consumer review platform has publicly aligned itself with Black Lives Matter movement. Yeah, adds new feature to flag businesses accused of racism. Can you imagine that? So anyone could just say,
accusations.
Oh, they're racist. Don't shop there. But you know what's going to happen? I will look for those businesses in the future. Thanks for letting me know, because we know that's code. Racist is code for people that know what the hell is really going on. So, okay, there's a couple more, and I just lost it. Let me pull it up here. Cuck-free zone. By the way, your picture isn't working in Entropy anymore. You might have to fix that.
Okay.
He's always sending stuff. Thank you, Cuck-free
zone. Thank you.
You're very
generous. Course. Absolutely.
Decolonization is just a euphemism for white genocide. Yeah, pretty much. But I did do a video on how to decolonize your life. They should all pay attention to that if they want to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And you also said, I appreciate Lana's anger over the anti-white children's book. It's refreshing to see the anger. I'm so sick of people's apathy. As I'm angry, too. We're not even done with this one yet. Angry at these people.
Let me see here.
Stay away from our children.
Regarding the
every parent should be mad
again?
When they see this crap
absolutely.
For their children.
Of course,
and they need to teach their child.
What was it called again? Was it Yelp? You said the service.
Yelp. Yeah.
I'm looking for a story. Twitter was doing something now. They're basically going to have. It was on Reclaim the Net, and I just quickly wanted to throw it up because it's like they're looking at having a campaign where basically everybody can mass flag each other's tweet for like false information or shit like that. It was like they call it some
snitches.
Bird point or something. I can't find the story now. Anyway, it's just my point is they're doing all this this bullshit now where they're basically like whatever the masses happens to think, you can accuse anybody of anything, and yep. then like as long as you have a number behind you of the majority thinks something is right, then that will be what like stands basically on these platforms.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead.
All these little snitches and stuff.
Did you have another one there?
Cuck-free zone again. Jimmy shoots well. Jimmy likes white people. Jimmy hates commies.
Jimmy. Oh, was it Jimmy? Jimmy, I think it was. Seinfeld. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Jimmy shoots. Jimmy's down. That's right. It's actually kind of funny. Okay. Hey.
I did have a couple more. Glenn the Chinaman. Glenn the non-communist Chinaman, one of our best supporters. Thank you so much, Freedom Shekels. And Brad Grimba, also Freedom Shekels.
Nice. They're lining up right now, I think. And, that's Brad's line for sure.
Jacob Hawthorne. How am I? He's always kind of tongue-in-cheek with these, but how am I supposed to explain it to my children when they've been excitedly waiting for their favorite live Wednesday show for over an hour and it still hasn't started, like if I had children? Well, you better get busy on having the children, Jacob.
Better late than never, as we said, right? And then, to make matters worse, it started like even 10 minutes past the hour after it was an hour delayed.
He was late because of the children, so.
Yeah.
Just add that.
That's right. Oh, so this one, we forgot before we leave the anti-racist baby. We actually had a wonderful review of the book, and I thought we could take a look at a couple of minutes. Do you remember this one, Lana?
Oh, yes.
Brace yourselves. Here's a review of Ibrahim X. Kendi's Anti-Racist Baby. There we go.
Thank you for joining me for this wonderful channel with the best books that I can find to help us have an anti-racist world that's inclusive for everyone.
Oh my
God. This is a wonderful book, and it's called Anti-Racist Baby.
Look at this, it's written by
Ibram X. Kendi, and the illustrations are by Ashley Lukashevsky. Thank you so much for making this book for us.
She has a look, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Definitely has a certain look to her.
Oh, I'm loving these amazing books.
She probably lives in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Babies are taught.
Stay away from babies,
ladies. And anti-racist. There's no neutrality. They're either taught one or the other things. Take these 9 steps to make equity.
Wait a minute. I thought that the either or type of thinking was part of white supremacist culture.
That's right. We can find all these hypocrisies.
This is not for interrupt. This is for just for enjoying this.
Laughing.
Just for looks.
There's because the freak show.
Teaching from the very beginning, sweet babies. Number 1. Open your eyes to all skin colors.
All teaming up to the white kid right
Anti-racist
there.
Anti-racist baby all of them. Learns all the colors. Not
because they're
because
so nice to white
troop.
Babies too, aren't they?
If you claim to be colorblind, you deny what's right.
She's like a Hexy, man.
Skeksis.
Skeksy.
It's wonderful to see the difference.
Wonderful.
To include everyone.
Yeah.
All these people.
Oh, jeez. How
many
cats does she have?
2.
She probably has a few that are stuffed in the other room, too.
Use your words to talk about race. No one will see racism if we only stay silent.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't name racism, it won't stop being so violent. Let's read that.
You know where all the violence is right now? Directed to white people?
No. It's peaceful protests. It's all good. Don't worry
about
it.
Anyway, I think that people should get free copies and burn them with your kids to teach them a lesson about anti-white propaganda and lies and what they should do with it.
Yeah.
Put it in the fire.
Do a review, at least. You can do a review, right?
By the way, I saw some other Amazon viewers users or some related book titles that came up was Woke Baby. And we're different. We're the same. Talk about doublethink. We're different. We're the same.
Yeah. Well, two things are true at the same time, even if they're contradictory. I just lost my train of thought here looking at this. It's just incredible.
What does she do for
hopefully
a
she goes through the whole
this
book,
person.
Though.
It's what is wrong with people, you know?
It's a mental illness. These people are lunatics.
Kooks are especially attracted to this stuff because they feel like I can be important and I can make a difference.
It's funny how
I can belong.
They're just sucked on that like a magnet, like a fly to a piece of shit right away. It's just like that. And they're immediately on it. And they're like, this is wonderful.
Crazy,
we love this.
Crazy picks up on crazy, you know? They go right to it.
Oh, she's too. Let me.
Black power. There.
Let me play that portion.
So we can point at the policies that make life the way it is and the way life makes racism. And it's a violent way, even if you don't recognize it. But if you start looking at policies, you see how policies create.
So it's always this. It's not, you can't, it's not really easy to see it, but kind of when you begin to twist your mind into these different somersaults, you'll find it.
Yeah, exactly. All the racist policies are directed at white people, though. Absolutely all of them right now. All the institutional racism, structural racism, whatever bullshit you want to say, is all against white people.
But you have to accuse the other side of doing what you're doing, right? But anyway, I want to see that scene with the fist here. Let's see.
Inequality.
Here we go. Next one. Let's see.
Number four, shout. We like to shout, don't we?
Oh, God.
Let's shout. I persist. Let's do that. I persist.
Oh, my God.
I resist. Persist. We will hear our voices. We will make sure our voices are heard. Even though all races are not treated the same, we are all human. Anti-racist.
What a profound statement.
We're all human?
We all bleed red.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God. Whites should totally replace themselves now. I can't come back on that one. We should totally flood Western countries full of third world people and then just replace them and mix them out. Because we all bleed red. We're all human, right?
Hey, but by the way, though, there's a trend to say that white people actually aren't human amongst these black, Hebrew,
Israelites.
Remember all these shows that have come, you know.
Caveman is from Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
All right. Hope you enjoy that. You can find that on YouTube. This is totally fine on YouTube. YouTube, they sponsored this content. They love this content. Anti-Racist Baby by Ibram X. Kendi is the title on that. All right, so I guess we could continue here too on the
colleges.
While we're on toys
and
all that
Barbie.
Kind of stuff, right? Barbie, white people get an advantage they didn't earn. Black people get a disadvantage they don't deserve. So this is actually a video that Barbie released on their YouTube channel. I thought we could take a look at that here.
Oh my
gosh. It's like a 2-minute conversation here. That they're having about racism and white people bad, basically.
Don't buy Barbie, by the way. Don't buy them for your daughters. Not because she has a perfect body and it's a European beauty ideal. Obviously not. But because Barbie isn't actually European and they don't like Europeans for
reasons. And look at what they're pushing now.
Yep.
Listen to this.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everyone. So
huge
movement going on. Millions of people across the world are standing up to fight against racism. And they're doing this because too often and for such a long time, people have been treated unfairly. And in some cases, even hurt by others because of the color of their skin.
Oh my God, Barbie.
This stuff isn't easy to talk about.
Did you know Antifa?
Which
is
exactly
really cool?
Why we have to talk about it.
It's a tough conversation, but I'm glad we're having it. People might think that my life looks fine, but the truth is I and so many other black people have to deal with racism all
the
time.
Yeah, right.
It's really hurtful.
White people
and
don't.
It can be scary and sad, and I wanted to share some stories about that today. Barbie and I had a sticker selling contest on the beach last month. We split up and went different directions to see who could sell the most. Well, while I was on the boardwalk, beach security stopped me 3 times.
What? Yeah, because you're black. They were going to try to prevent you from selling your stickers. Sure.
If only Barbie would school her on some FBI crime stats at this point, but that's not going
to
happen.
No, you're not going to go Club 13 to 52 on this one.
I called my mom. I never told you, but that's why I sold a few stickers that day. The security officers thought I was doing something bad, even though I was doing exactly what you were doing. And remember when we were going to join that French honor club at school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made a perfect score on the entrance test. But when
you're
the teacher,
French.
Who didn't know me at all, gave me my results, he told me I only did well because I got lucky. He said he knew I could
Right. Such made up, superficial crap.
Remember, like, it's, the kids watching this stuff on computer? Like, the way that they're getting programmed by this? I mean, it's incredible. This is a vlog from Barbie. Barbie and Nikki discuss racism. I want to hear that. Let me see if they have that line in there about the advantages and disadvantages.
You speak French better than all of us. Why didn't you just stay in the club and prove I'm wrong?
I don't want to have to constantly prove and reprove myself. He supported you right from the beginning and didn't support me. Usually when I talk about these things, people make excuses. They say things like, oh, well, maybe you should have had a permit for selling on the beach. But those are just excuses. Me because I was black and they made the wrong assumptions about me.
How do you know that? They just make it up. I mean, nowadays you could just look at a black person and smile. Oh my God, they're covering up for their racism. They were thinking about how I'm black and suspicious.
Yeah. Why are you smiling at me like that? And then why are you not smiling? It's you can't win. It's whatever
all
you
this
do. But it's funny how I mean, this is what's so great about multi-ethnic societies, right? That everything that happens, even if it's an honest mistake, even if there's things that just happen for whatever reason, you can always filter it through the racism lens. That whatever happened, it's because, you know, I'm black, or it's because of racism, and these white people are racist. And anyway, it's like a few seconds left. Let's see if that line comes up at the end here.
And they don't make those assumptions about white people.
Oh,
like,
yes, they do.
They
are
never
you
do.
Kidding?
Every show we go over the assumptions they make against
what man. Barbie is a fucking airhead. She should have told her, hey, today it was 17-year-old Veronica Lee Baker was stripped naked, shot, and left to die by four black teens in Raleigh, North Carolina, in a fast food parking lot. Another racially motivated murder mainstream news won't give attention to because it doesn't fit their leftist anti-white narrative. Hashtag justice for Veronica, okay? Yeah. I see these all the time.
Yep.
Because that means that white people get an advantage that they didn't earn and black people get a disadvantage that they don't deserve.
Exactly. It's really
serious.
Yeah,
white people don't earn any. We don't work hard for anything. It's just all just given to us.
Yep, got it for free. It's amazing.
The anti-white trash and lies. Just don't buy Barbie.
All right, there you go.
Don't buy Barbie.
Fascinating, though.
Crap.
Fascinating.
It's crap. Yeah, so Trump, you know, with all the critical race theory, canceling funding to federal and taxpayer-funded institutions who are pushing this anti-white Marxist crap. Well, some unis are canceling their anti-white Marxist critical race theory brainwashing workshops because of that they try and call diversity and equity, and they use all these words for anti-white, right? Because of the loss of funding, thanks to Trump's new order to stop it. Well, now, guess what they're crying? Censorship. Yes, really. They want all the taxpayer money in the world to teach white people bad. Let's get whitey, right? So now it's a matter of free speech, they say.
Of course.
But when we want to teach white people not bad in schools and how they should be able to have their heritage groups on campus too, it's fascism, it's tyranny, it's racism. I have an idea. How about we just not teach any fucking politics and stick to topics related to the real world, like engineering and math and science? Well, because these days, most schools will tell you that we need to decolonize those subjects, right? Because these racists came up with it, and 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing. Now you can go to school and get all these crappy, useless SJW degrees, and I don't know what you actually do with them. You write books about racism and how you're an expert fighting racism.
Yeah.
I know, living with these communists long term, it's not going to work. They want their way on absolutely everything, no compromise, and that's why they always end up mass murdering at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Let me pull this in real quick here too. I just wanted to back that up with the headline you read about there, Yelp. Look at this. Just a couple of the latest from Reclaim the Net. They're good. They do some good coverage of the censorship
stuff.
Yeah,
I like them too.
Yelp to allow users, as you said, to mark businesses as racist. What could possibly go wrong? A couple more. Twitter to start directing users to credible information when they attempt to retweet misleading information, right? Another one. YouTube tests new warning on potentially offensive comments. This shit just goes on and on. I guess this was one positive thing, right? But never use Coinbase again. But anyway, they've now shed 60 activist employees after refusing to bring politics into the company.
Well, they're
but
not
they
giving us
have.
Our accounts
they
back.
They already have, right?
They banned us a while ago and a lot of our friends.
But that that Twitter story, yeah, Facebook is now monitoring spikes in hate speech in near real time. I mean, all the bullshit that it's incredible. Well, these headlines come out, and it just everything is just pivoted towards like making it as difficult as possible for dissenting views to be let through. Well, I saw some other thing about Twitter now that they're testing some new tool to prevent making it much more difficult for posts to go viral. Mm-hmm. So that like they stifle it before it even takes off and like that. You know,
that's right. Well, you know where this trend is going with this whole business thing. You're going to be denied credit. You're going to be denied a bank account, a credit card processor, because, oh, we heard that you're a racist, you know, so you're somehow, even though your business is selling donuts, somehow you're inciting violence against people of color and other religions.
Yeah. So if you have a number, enough numbers on your side, 300 people going, you just mass flag this company because they didn't do this to me, or someone looked at me weird when I was in and bought something there. You know, it was like wonderful.
Just all right. Out of control. We're going to have to start a separate economy. That's where this is going.
So the NBA has, of course, been horrible. Luckily, I was surprised that they was shut down during the COVID stuff and they didn't play matches and stuff. But now they're back at it again, right? And they couldn't leave it alone. They had to just shove down BLM propaganda down into people's throats. And they've had to... what was it?
Every
jersey, they had SJW messages.
Oh, I could read some of them. The messages agreed upon by the National Basketball Players Association was Black Lives Matter. Say their names. Vote, I can't breathe. Justice, peace, equality, freedom, enough power to the people. Justice now. Liberation. See us, hear us, respect us, love us, listen to us, stand up. Ally, anti-racist, I am a man, speak up. How many more? This is the kind of crap they were wearing on their jerseys.
Yeah.
Well, surprise, surprise, ratings were tanking.
Yep.
So Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was like, oh, oy vey, oh no, you know, we need these white guys to come back in the seats and give us more money. So they're suffering from low ratings, and now they've agreed to leave all these social justice messages off the floor starting with the next season. And I know, Henrik, you and I are saying, just don't go at all. Nope. I was liking that this was empty. I like that they were trying to shove all this crap down people's throats because they weren't supporting these assholes anymore. You know, why go back? Shame on you if you go back to these games and support them after you know their views and their contempt towards you.
Stop watching this bullshit. And NFL, they're all doing the same thing. NHL went into this end now as well. This is the gladiator games during Roman times, right? This is the circus. Soon enough, you know, hopefully they will cut off the bread too, and then you can have a real revolution or something like that. But yeah, so far they've kept people. You know, plenty of calories and well entertained, you know, free pornography and sports up to your eyeballs, right? But that's drawing to a close. As you say, Alon, this is an attempt to like, holy shit, we went too far. We're losing them. Like, let's pull them in again.
So don't.
We couldn't do it fast enough. They didn't swallow it. Right?
It will never be good enough. They're wearing jerseys about how they need power when they're making millions of dollars supported by white men mostly who are going to their damn games while they're being crapped all over for somehow being these horrible, awful racists.
Yep.
Always a helpless victim no matter what. So just stop supporting these people.
Yep, that's right. Did you want to touch on this one?
What do we have here? Oh, yeah, I want to pull that up. China, apparently there was tens of thousands of troops in Prince Rupert in Vancouver Islands. Let's see. Under a treaty signed in late 2019 with Canada, People's Liberation Army of China has been quietly massing military troops in Canada since the beginning of 2020. What are they doing there? There's some video here of Chinese troops this week on Black Road of Salt Spring Island near Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, Vancouver has the nickname, Hongkouver.
Yep.
And they're not all like our base Chinaman, let me tell you. So they're just straight up communists.
They're
some
communists.
Colonizers.
And they're working on behalf of the communist government in China.
So we can
it's a second tier level takeover and occupation. There's always it's already an existing one there, but now it's like the second layer too.
That's right. Everyone's anyway, fighting to take over Canada right
this
now.
This is some footage here.
Yeah,
from
some
it?
Footage of it.
Military personnel on the road coming up. Check out this. Holy cow. Whoa. on Salt Spring Island, and they're all Chinese military.
Holy shit.
This is colonizers right here. They're there waiting in the wings.
Crazy.
He's just taking out the trash and is like, what the hell are these Chinese people?
Wow.
What are they doing there? I mean, we know there's already tons of them, and they're buying up all this property and all this, and they're lovers of communism. And
wow.
What are they doing there? Is it resources? Is it property? They know Canada's going to go downhill eventually and take power. I mean, anything's possible at this point.
Oh, okay. I do have to give a heads up here, too, though. Okay, the video speaks for itself, obviously, here, but the source, I didn't see that until now, Hal Turner.
Oh, wait, Hal Turner. Wait, wasn't he CIA?
FBI
operative. That's right. Yeah. Hal Turner was the guy
I just saw that now. I didn't see that.
Who was posing as a white supremacist.
So I'd take that with a... I mean, the video is what the video is there, unless they're lying. Unless, of course, all the issue walking on the road...
Does he still have a website,
Is actually... Yeah, I didn't see it. You had the link. Does I didn't see actually, it until now.
Is it the same Hal Turner? Is he still around?
Of course, it's the same one. My point is this. Unless there's so many Chinese people now in the Canadian military that it's actually the Canadian military. You see what I'm saying? It's actually not the Chinese military.
Yeah, but they're all very Chinese.
Anyway, I would say because of the status of that, the glowing in the dark boomer, Hal Turner, I would take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, so he's still a Fed. He was an informant for a time, so
probably
interesting. All right.
We'll see if it turns out to be true or not. But anyway, this one here too, kind of interesting. Let me see here. Let go. Vancouver City Council approves a $30 million emergency COVID-19 housing action plan. Now, they're hiding the tents is where they're going to relocate people from. But they're kind of hiding this under the COVID thing a little bit, which I kind of find interesting. I think that there is the homeless people that they're talking about, that's been a problem for a long time. They're kind of trying to act, it's just because of COVID now that we need to, make sure that homeless people have somewhere to stay or whatever. But it's basically what they're doing is they're offering, they're booking up hotels and buying up entire apartment complexes to hand it over, basically, to homeless people, right? Give them dwellings for free. Check out the clip here. It has a little bit more details about this. And hopefully there's no ad. Yeah, here we go.
Things that they're looking for in housing.
Veteran activist Fiona York leads a small group of Strathcona encampment residents in a protest on the steps of Vancouver City Hall.
This has been a tent city since about 2014 in Vancouver, so why is it suddenly an emergency now?
Inside, council is considering allocating $30 million to lease or buy hotels and apartment buildings to house the homeless. But York and crew are not happy.
They're looking at the situation in Strathcona Park as opposed to looking at the homelessness issue and the fact that there isn't enough housing for people, all of those in BC.
Another tent city isn't exactly what we want. We want permanent housing.
Independent councillor Rebecca Bly.
China can give you that.
we want permanent housing. But it's like, anyway, we'll play a little bit more. But the point is, someone is paying. It's not just for like, we're just giving $30 million. Like the Canadian hardworking taxpayer is paying for all of
and
this stuff.
And they don't get anything.
And it's just like, we just need to house these people. And now they're using kind of COVID as kind of the excuse that we have to house these people somewhere. But anyway, let me play a little bit more here. Come on.
Critical of the hotel plan, but she also feels the city must do something. Doing nothing, she says, is no longer a humane option.
And the reality is there are two things happening in the park. There are people who are seeking shelter and there is an element of a protest happening. The park encampment is
called Camp weaved into
Thank
this
you,
too.
For Kennedy Trudeau.
While the Strathcona encampment has ballooned to more than 400 tents, BC Housing believes about 200 people at the park are currently homeless.
This is not to go in and throw people out and see what we saw at Crab Park. There has to be some middle ground here, and it's the political will to meet
give
in the middle.
People free,
free housing. And there's just no housing because they're also bringing people in from all over the world and letting them stay there.
I just find it's incredible that just like, let's just, there's 30 million. Couldn't this be spent on something better for Canadians that are like hardworking?
It's amazing. I think Canada's like America, where on average people work 2 months out of the year, guys. just all of that goes just for the government.
The state.
Two months out of the year, you work your ass off, and it all goes to people
and then they just
who
hand
hate
it off.
You.
Yeah, they just hand it off, and
it's
they say,
outrageous.
"Oh, let's just people who, you know, let's just give them free housing. Let's buy up these hotels and apartment complexes and stuff like that." I mean, there's a lot of other things going on in Canada right now too. The Wii scandal. I heard about that, you know, and it's the Trudeau's mom, right, that's been involved. They have misappropriated like millions of dollars. You also have the issue where Trudeau has dedicated like another $300 million to international causes and to basically take part of the World Economic Forum's The Great Reset Program. COVID ties into it. The environmental bullshit agenda ties into it. Agenda 2030 ties into it. And, you know, the mass vaccination program ties into it. And they're all like helping each other. And the Great Reset, as they call it. I cover some of that in the latest no-go zone.
Also known as the Great Canada, Replacement.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. The replacement agenda is part of that too, for sure. The immigration agenda. But yeah, so crazy stuff happening in Canada. We have a couple of more things here and then we're going to round up. Check out this one. New York Post report on this. Jewish reporter says he was attacked, called Nazi at Orthodox protest in New York City.
Is it fake? Can we trust it? But even if so, everyone who protests against whatever leftists want is called Nazi and Hitler. And obviously it's meaningless if even Orthodox Jews...
But these are not leftists.
Get,
these are Orthodox Jews.
That's what I'm saying. Even if Orthodox Jews get called it, right?
Let's check out the video here. I haven't seen this yet, actually. Borough Park rally. So they're coming... Basically, to preface that before it starts playing here... They've been coming out, which is holy shit. Basically, they've been coming out against the COVID, like the lockdowns, and
the
you
vaccine.
Know, it doesn't need to apply to them and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's, you know, that's good to kind of see that.
But they only care
but
about themselves.
But apparently, they got pretty crazy here regarding some people who were photographing them. Let's check this out. We will not comply. Look at that. There's some Trump flags and Gadsden flags in there, too.
These that's are like, the ones where cucks love to look at this, too, weird. And like, see, they support.
Okay, I don't think they're going to show it there. Okay, now, because so the other one I have, too, is when the photographer actually was attacked. An Orthodox reporter said he was attacked by an angry mob at a protest in Borough Park. In Brooklyn against coronavirus restrictions Wednesday night, the reporter Jacob Cornblue said that protesters yelled that he was a Nazi and a Hitler as they chased after him during his second night of unrest over government attempts to stop the surging cases of COVID-19. Now, what's his name again? De Blasio, right? Cuomo? Cuomo is really going after the Orthodox Jews for some reason. Now he's made some
statements.
He's going after churches too, and a couple of other things. I've heard nothing about Muslims, by the way. They complete hands off there.
Yeah.
But apparently he's trying to squeeze that and then try to argue that Cuomo is an anti-Semite now and all that stuff.
Well,
right?
Also because some of these Orthodox Jews, as you see there, are also more Trump supporting, and people get excited about that. A lot of Trump supporters, CCC. But my experience is that all they care about is their own group. Okay. Whatever benefits. Them in any
do.
Way,
yeah.
And they really don't give a shit about anybody else.
Let's check out this clip. This is the actual attack here, I think.
Wait, who's calling who Hitler?
The Jews, the Orthodox Jews are calling another Jew Hitler. Here,
okay.
Basically.
Wow.
Go.
Chaos.
Eating each other.
This guy literally kicked me.
These boys just lost in the mix. What do I do?
You mean the
cop?
Cop,
yeah.
Yeah. Lock him
up.
Jews' lives matter.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh. All right.
See,
interesting.
They can do it and get away with it, though, huh? You attack them for
all
a second.
Right.
Oh, Jew's license. And it's another Jew attacking him, too.
Yep. It's funny stuff. Let me pause that before they start playing. Did you see this one, too? We talked about it, and we can end on this here now, but Build Back Better. Remember the slogan?
It's a terrible slogan, and even more terrible when you see how many bad people use it.
Biden
across
used
the,
it.
Across the world.
So Trudeau, actually, we looked at a clip in the Last No Go Zone there where he announced a great reset and stuff. And he mentioned that too. It came out, the Build Back Better, right? But there was a clip out of the UK to Boris Johnson. Check out this. It says, Build Back Better behind him. And listen to what it says here about the esoteric goals of what they want to achieve here. Listen to this.
In the depths of the Second World War, when just about everything had gone wrong, the government sketched out a vision of the post-war New Jerusalem that they wanted to build.
Yep.
And that's
Jerusalem?
What we're doing now.
That's not
in
England?
The depths of the Second
Germany?
World War, when just about everything had gone wrong, the government sketched out a vision of the post-war New Jerusalem that they wanted to build. And that's
New
what
Jerusalem.
We're doing now. New Jerusalem. That they wanted to build. And
anyway, you get the idea. Good stuff, huh?
Always so about Israel,
so that's
isn't
what it's
it?
About. Yep.
That guy can't get enough of Jerusalem.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, let me do a couple of these here. Let me see. I kind of lost my place. Do you have any there, Lana?
I will refresh.
Right. Let me see. Let me refresh. Scroll back up here. I kind of lost my place. Sorry about that.
It's always like that.
let me
I
see.
I think here. I'm all caught up. Now.
You're all caught up? Okay. God bless white babies. I think we did that one. Fledgling. Thank you guys for all you do. Love your work. I think we did that one. Thank you, Fledgling, for that. Defective Goyim looks like Ginsburg's sister. I guess maybe the book review, the Aunt Rhys's baby or something, yeah. I think. Yeah. Beer Hammerfang with a diamond says white flour. There you go. Now you got it. That's to make that white superior flour. White bread. The Gardener diamond, actually two diamonds in a row. No message. Thank you, John Saxa with a diamond. She's definitely stuffs her cats when they, she definitely
stuffs her cats,
her
when, they
cats
die?
when they and then there's just an emoticon.
Yeah.
But yeah, when
yeah,
they
that's
die.
What I was saying about that lady.
Gotcha,
we were
gotcha.
Watching earlier.
Yep. Thank you, John Saxa.
She might even have a stuffed human in the back for all we know. Jeez, she had that look.
Very possible. Beer Hammer Fang with a diamond again says white flower. Or did I do that? I think that's a repeat. Black Phillip with the diamond. Look up the CEO of Mattel's Barbie. Every single dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, we know about that.
And what was the name again of the Barbie, the Jewish lady who invented the
that's
Barbie?
Right.
What was her name again?
I wonder why she did that.
Filbert Applebag. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Ruth Handler.
Ruth Handler. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I actually did even a show about that.
I remember.
Remember the weird and the show. Yep. The lady who I had on the show, she was like praising her and it was so great.
That's
all
right.
The stuff. But it was like, that was some interesting stuff about the history of her and why she set that up. Why she created Barbie and stuff. Filbert Applebag with a diamond says, black cartoon suffers racism. Who writes the show? Black cartoons suffers racism. Yeah, who writes this show?
Hey, by the way, in 1974, the Handlers, speaking of Barbie, Ruth Handler, creator,
yeah,
was forced to resign from Mattel. And in 1978, her and four others were convicted in federal court of conspiracy, mail fraud, false reporting to the Securities and Exchange Commission. So a real stand-up gal, too, you know.
Do you like this?
Good people.
Do you like it?
Oh, what the hell's going on there?
Like
jeez,
that,
I didn't even
like
see
that fashion.
It. It's all wrong.
It's the new autumn fashion here.
All wrong.
It's this Swedish businessman going to work, you know?
Oh my God. Man, how many pictures did this one guy take? He's got like how many matching skirts and high
this
heels?
This is for the new men's fashion 2020.
Oh
I saw it on Twitter.
He's trying hard to stand out and be special and not hated as a straight white male in Sweden.
GMM 1972 with the diamond says 16.2% Scandinavian dittos. Is that your genetic test, maybe? Or is that referencing to something else? Dittos? Yeah. Thank you. Olaf Sen with a diamond. What is our plan if Trump loses? It's just to do what we do much quicker.
And also move. If you live in a liberal area, move. In fact, I'm telling people that right now. So they're like making your plans because things are getting crazy with real estate
but
and
the
stuff.
Point is
like,
too,
find a good area where at least there's Trump supporters or some like liberty-minded and some conservatives. Like get out of liberal hellholes right now.
My point is, it does either way. Like, if Trump loses, they'll go nuts because then it's like now we'll take revenge for these four years. And now, if he wins, it'll be madness as well.
Yeah,
it'll be chaos no matter what.
I predict, and I've been saying this, that he's gonna win, and they're gonna fight it like crazy. It's gonna be rioting and fires and looting and craziness for a while.
Yep,
that's what I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the plan is to move ahead as usual. Yeah, create community, going to the right places. That is always going to be the plan.
There's still pockets left in the
get
country.
Get together with like-minded people. Go to
check
an area.
Check the demographics. Try to check move the there. Politics before you move there. Yep. Like, be really
and
familiar.
I know that we've talked about that in certain areas and stuff like that. And also, you realize you can't just throw things out. You got to be a little bit more coordinated than that, and already kind of know some spots where you do have a good kind of a core group of people, and then you can try to seek yourself to get yourself closer to that area and stuff like that. And for some, it might even be like a couple of moves before you can get there or something. Or, you know, people are tied to their job, obviously, things like that. You can't just, you know, pick up and leave overnight.
But there's areas that are usually the more conservative areas. There's a few specific areas where the economy's good and jobs are good and real estate is good. Gee, I wonder why that is, you know.
And then the lefties move in.
Yep.
And the non-whites move in, too. The migrants move in, right? Star Pilot with a diamond says, cheers, skål, prost, kippis, keep it up. Thank you. What is the other one? Is it salute, right? The Italian? Is that the Italian one? I think it is. Skål, Star Pilot. Thank you. Shroon with a diamond says, boycott all bullshit. There you go. Keep it simple. Space Cowboy with a diamond says, just got back from the range. Please train with gear. There you go. Good on you. Yeah, keep it up. Know your weapons if you have them. Thank you, Space Cowboy. Filbert Apple Bag with a Ninjagini. And thank you for that, sir. We need more tech-savvy whites to help protect free speech. Look up Wonix. Wonix to help stay anonymous. That's WHOIX. Wix? Let me Google that real quick. Wix.
WHOIX.
Yeah,
Wonix,
I guess.
Anonymize everything you do Wonix? Online.
Wonix. I've never seen about that. Let me put a... Wonix.org, I guess it is. Maybe I'm butchering
that. Cute little
that.
Mouse logo.
Maybe I'm butchering that. Let me put the link in chat.
Oh, no. The Guardian is saying it's awesome.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes even a broken clock and get it right. There's the link to that if someone wants to check that out. That could be a good tip there from Filbert. Thank you, Filbert. I'll bookmark that and read up on some of that. Thank you. Spectra Lucens with a diamond. It's a cult that's operating in BC. Still troops, though. Oh, interesting. You can't trust Hal Turner. It's always some gay op with Hal Turner, the glow in the dark.
I didn't notice that. Someone sent that.
So that's not surprising. Okay, so it's a cult operating there. Are you talking?
What are you talking about? There was the island, though.
There was an
British
island.
British Columbia.
There.
We were talking about the Chinese soldiers earlier.
Yeah, no, but the person says there, it's a cult that's operating in BC. Still troops, though.
Okay.
Still troops. It's okay. Like, it is troops, but it's like some kind of cult, I guess, that's
okay.
tied to.
Or that's just that. What they say it is, and they're.
I don't know.
I have to look it up more.
I don't know the details, but thank you, Spectre Lucens, for some more details on that, because I don't know. Lord Aragon with a diamond. Mr. Hal Turner also said mass riots when Trump. Also said mass riots when Trump wins.
Yeah, I don't trust
him whatsoever. There was this big thing. I forget exactly what was the story again. There was some very specific thing that he'd got. He was in jail for a while, and it just he was an informant and all this shit, right? Defective Goyim with a diamond,
yes.
Very sketchy. Says, keep up the good work. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for your support. Defective Goyim again with the diamond. Trudeau has doubled immigration. Yep.
Can't replace those Canadians fast enough.
Sold out everything. Like literally everything. All the contracts, have all the resources, the mineral rights, any kind of thing that used to be Canadian that they exported. And so he's just given all away, basically, right? The industries, everything.
And
is
he's
just
praised
crazy.
For it. Amazing.
Defective Goyim again with a diamond says Justin wants to take more Africans. Of course he does. Pew Pew Bear with a diamond. No message. Thank you. Decoder again with a diamond. BB slips up. I'll have to check that link later. It could be hard right at the tail end, but thank you for the link, Decoder. I'll check that out in a moment. Let's see. What else do we have here? Billy P with a diamond. No message. Thank you to you. Scuba Slayer with a diamond. Hitler founded Israel, Havari agreement. Yeah, and then you have like the transfer agreement, but
1933?
Yeah, it was the commemorative coin and all that stuff, right? But yeah, I mean, it's more or less true. Ulov Sen with a diamond, Jay Taylor for president. Thank you, Red Eyes. Thank you. Ulov again with a diamond. What music do you listen to? Holy smokes.
Classical, electronica,
classic,
rock.
Yeah, a lot of movie soundtracks I do listen to. Because I can't stand the
lyrics.
The singing is just usually gay ops.
Yeah.
I've turned back to some of the old, like, kind of little grunge rock music from like 90s and stuff, and I do kind of enjoy some of that still. Kind of, now when I'm becoming a boomer, you know, you get it, you go back and you just like listen to your it's hard. I used to listen to way more music. It was music, played music. I was all into music, and then one year. I just like I'm like I'm done with it.
It happens.
But Vardruna is good. We played that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Defective Goyim with a diamond. Greatest leader in Europe is Orban from Hungary. Currently, I mean, it's one of the better ones for sure. Absolutely. There's always complaints and always critiques, but we take what we have.
Live in Hungary over Canada.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, Orban is fantastic compared to some of the other self-loathing, self-hating traitors, European leaders. Mr. Wright with a diamond. Thank you. Defective Goyim again with a diamond. Trump will lose because of mail-in ballots.
That's a big possibility, yes.
Now, that's true. And I don't know how much they can fake and be defraud with that. Some people say if Trump even like wins in a landslide, they might still not be able to make up with it with the
that's
fake
votes. Because they did it last time, too.
I think they did it last
time. All these dead people and illegals voted.
And it was still not enough, right? But I go back and forth. One day it's like, you know what? It's like they can't. It's not possible these people can be enthusiastic for Biden.
They're not.
Right?
There's a lot of people that just aren't.
And then the next time I was like, shit, I think Trump's going to lose. It's like, and I mean, I've said it before, but it's basically at what speed are we going to drive over the cliff? It's going to be a little slower with Trump, or is it going
to
be full on head speed?
Well, it would be nice to be a little
speed?
Slower so that people can have another 4 years to prepare and get their house in order. So
and Trump has done,
I would go for
he's
that route.
Still done a lot of good things, and he should have credit for that. And he's been horrible on some other issues. Yeah. And, you know, we critique him on that.
We're honest about that.
Yeah. Mr. Wright with a diamond. Thank you. Actually, two diamonds for Mr. Wright. Thank you. McCooley with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Project Algiz with a diamond. Project Algiz on BitChute. I did a video on Alaska. Okay, I got to check that out. Maybe you can put a link in the regular chat so that way people can click in on that from the chat, on the DLive chat. Project Algis, check it out. Thank you. Spectra Lucens with the diamond. Golden Touch is the cult's name. Okay, cool. I've never heard
Golden
of that. Golden Touch. We'll look into that. Thank you for the tip. I appreciate that. Shoddy Dan with a diamond says, you should check out Boards of Canada. Great band. I've heard some of that their stuff. It's kind of, it's instrumental, so a bit more laid back. I've definitely think I've heard a couple of their albums. Not too bad. I have to revisit again. I think that was a few years ago now. Wasn't there some kind of little bit of an emo kind of tendency in there a little bit? But I could be wrong. I'll check it out. Thank you. Ooga Booga. Diamond, thank you. Ulov Sam with the diamond says, I'm afraid if Trump loses. I'm afraid if Trump lose. Okay. Love that I have you. Well, thank you, Ulov. I appreciate that. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the support as well. All right, should we open up the chest on DLive?
Let's do it.
What else, Lana?
I was just looking. Golden Touch or Create Abundance, the group was linked to some homicide, a self-help organization for women.
It's like Nexium, basically.
Well, this is...
remember, there was the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, she's helping women here. And then
I didn't
see
women marching there.
We're
going to
brand you and use you as a sex slave, right?
Although sometimes it's hard to tell if they're men or women.
Yeah. Why do you have to judge? You have to put people in boxes.
Body types
force.
Between races. Right. Is real.
Added 1,000 lemons, distributing those for the DLive audience. Heads up on that. We're also broadcasting today to brand new tube. If you're joining us there, welcome. Float, VK. Obviously, you can watch through Entropy Stream. You can watch through our website, redice.tv/live. Obviously, DLive is where the majority of the audience joins us. And then we also go out. Excuse me. We also go out on Gothic Boar. On Twitter, but we retweet that from the Red Ice account, so you can always tune in on Twitter or Periscope if you prefer as well. All right, let's see who's at the top five here. As usual, a couple of regulars, I guess, on the top five list. Dixon Uranus, number one.
I always laugh. It's so
Mr. Noseberg, number two.
It's so dorky, but I always laugh.
Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. Appreciate it. Beavis and Butthurt, number three. Gable Lackman, number four. See, I recognize a lot of these. History and Truth, number five. Now, I wonder what they do to end up on the top list. I still don't know if it's like if it's just a combination of interacting and stickers and chatting
Dixon Uranus
and donations.
Dixon Uranus is doing something, right?
Dixon Uranus is definitely doing his. He's up there every time. All right, boys and girls. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Always a pleasure having you here. We're going to be back then with Weekend Warrior next. Check that out on redicemembers.com. We already have, of course, a lot of shows there for you guys to dig into. 162. of those are exclusive for members, but we also have videos that we do just for members. Of course, a lot of things also go up on our BitTube channel, our library, our websites and stuff like that. But if you do want the whole shebang, if you want to get access to the full archives, redicemembers.com. And of course, it helps us to continue as well.
So I have a new one coming out too. Problems with young people today. Listen to me sounding older, but wiser.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming out as soon as we edit that.
That's right. That I think we should have that up probably maybe tomorrow. I think it's actually, most of it is edited. There's just a couple of things to add in. So that's right. Heads up on that. That's coming up. But yeah, thank you, boys and girls. Really appreciate it. Always good to see you. Much love to all of you. Chin up, stay brave, keep pushing forward. And we'll see you guys on Sunday at redicemembers.com.
Sleep tight.
All right. Red Ice TV. See you guys later. Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.
Whites will not be the majority.
Whiteness is a form of racial oppression.
New Sweden emerging. The immigration process coming toward Europe is irreversible.
It's an exciting transformation of the country.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop.
There can be no white race without the phenomenon of white supremacy.
Sweden is destined to become a multiracial, multicultural society.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop.
Treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity.
At this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural.
Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority.
The task is to bring this minority together in such a way that it makes it impossible for the legacy of whiteness to continue to reproduce itself.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock.
My concern is doing away with whiteness.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place.
It's one of the things I think we can be most proud of.
Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century.